Blog Talk Radio.
Gideon!
This is how we treat and fall fast and trade thousand on a challenge.
Come, we tell them this time
I'm ready. This is crazy.
Every time.
And you never know. You should know.
Everything I tell you, I've seen many situations. I had to avoid their
illusion.
Now getting caught in their confusion. Escaping this mental invasion. I've seen many situations. I had to avoid their illusion.
Now
getting caught in their confusion. Lest a man escape this invasion. Seems as if you lie, so why should I fight? Just to prove a point at this time. I see that there is pride behind all this might. Cause I first should see what's wrong from what's right.
Yeah.
And it seems so hard to express my feelings. Oh Lord, about the misconceptions of my teachers. Prophecies
revealing.
Oh Lord, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh Lord, help us now that segregation is rising.
Rising.
Well,
man, I be reaper them so. Oh, man, I be reaper them so.
Ambitious mind, elevating so. Ambitious mind, evil see them as so.
Frustration turn whose friends into foe. Working day and night trying to overthrow.
Two counsel together, plot against a brother.
Grabbing a barrel who is the mind of a hero.
Why?
Make the wicked gates a turn back flow.
Oh, the wicked gates a turn back flow. It seems as if you lie, so why should I fight? Just to prove a point at this time. See that there is pride behind all this might. Cause I first should see what's wrong from what's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems so hard to express my feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, about the misconceptions of my teachers. Oh, boy, boy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, can't you see prophecies revealing?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Segregation is rising.
It's rising,
rising.
Who no can fly high?
Can't fly high.
Who no walk and mountain show off? No people to laugh. They go no big, big puppy show. When some people learn them and teach, they know we are no rich. Ignorance out the full, yes, yes, no one speak. Eating the people, they must straight out of seat. Everyone feed themselves, first place on a seat. It's on the glory, the earth to the meek. Hey, hey, if I love, I weak. Harvest time, and when them are going to reap. You think they're just a dead, but he might lie on a seat. So, man, I'll be reap at them, so. We all got to reap at these, so.
We
man, I'll be reap at them, so.
You know it's Penthouse Gideon music once again. Yeah. Push up, you know.
Greetings and welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we're going to deal with the stupidity here in Chicago once again. Where I see these cowards versus cowards. Cowards shot a 3-year-old baby. And I don't know which makes me madder, the cowards doing the shooting or the cowards not standing up to confront these morons. It's disturbing as hell. That we don't have enough people going ahead and seeing that there's a problem with this. We don't have enough people going ahead and coming out and recognizing that something needs to be done. That everybody just accept it as a way of life. And that ain't the way you're supposed to be living. We got to do better than that, much, much better than that. I mean, I heard some things about the situation where the baby was being shot, when the people were being shot. What was that three-year-old doing out that late at night? You know, I could go like, hey, look, you know, it was a nice night, and I mean, shit. I see some problems with it, but I don't. You know, you shouldn't have to be afraid to be in your neighborhood, but it was a baby. It should have been asleep at that point. But still, there was still a bunch of other people got shot, too. And, oh, man, it's just mind-boggling as to, for me, it's me. I feel that anytime you pick up a weapon, a black person pick up a weapon aimed at another black person, you're a traitor. You're a coward. And if you want to go ahead and represent one of these, you know, like it keeps saying this, it was gang related. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I wasn't there. But to go ahead and do this, go to war against your own people, you got some problems, something wrong with you. And today we need to go in and confront a whole bunch of these people. I keep saying that. My show tonight is dealing with some of the people that we need to confront. Some of these people we need to confront is, again, that enemy from within. And these cats are enemies. They're showing up traitors. We can no longer push that to the side and deny that they're not here to help us or do good. They're working with forces against us. We got a lot of work to do. We need to get started doing things. So, hey, brother, you there?
Yes, sir, big brother.
Yeah. I really think we've got a lot of work ahead of us, but you got to start somewhere. And there's a lot of people laid the groundwork before, but it's all being shut down and glossed over, and people got special blinders on us to go ahead and shield them from what's really happening. You feel that same way, brother?
Oh, most definitely, big brother, most definitely, you know. Times like this, it's like a discussion we had a little earlier about how you have to be a dead people. And I don't mean just dead physically, but I mean dead mentally, dead morally. You really have to be dead in your spirit to sit back. And we've witnessed teenagers being shot. And as I said earlier, that's sad. That's wrong. Adults being shot, that's sad, that's wrong. But anytime you have babies in your communities, babies like Janila, babies like this young little three-year-old soldier who's laying up at the hospital critically injured, half his face blown. Anytime we can have that in our community and not stand up and just sit back and say to ourselves, oh, man, another child was shot. It's horrible. That's sad. And then go to work the next day as if, you know, it's another day. Or go do whatever you do as if it's another day. We've become dead. We have no focal point on ourselves as a people. But worse than that, we have no focal point on ourselves as humanity. You know, what happened to the communities, man, when we just looked after each other, where there was laws in the community? You know, it's too much going on, man. We don't have no respect for not only ourselves, but for the course of life to evolve law within our own communities. And then we sit and we say, the white man did this, the white man did that. Granted, and I take nothing away from what these Europeans have done to us as a people. I take nothing away from that because psychologically they have given us a lot to make us the way that we are today. However, I heard earlier, I guess somebody was interviewed and they said the same question you posed earlier, dear brother. Well, why was the young brother out so late at night? Why was he out so late? And somebody responded, you know, that they can have their children out on the north side late. Why can't we have our children out on the north side late? My response to that was, name me one instance where you heard up north white people having a birthday party in the park or in the backyard, and somebody came by and sprayed 13 victims, including a baby.
But then you know what? And here's something else. Let me add to that real quick.
Yes, they have their crime. Yes, they have their whatever they do. But we're taking it to a whole nother level. And then
let me give you this.
Go ahead.
With that baby being out at that time, I've been to parties where people go ahead and got their kids at parties where they done rented a hall, and they got they got ones at the place, man. And these ain't all black folks. I done parties. I done cooked for these parties. And I'm looking like, oh, them kids been, but hey, they brought them out as a family to go ahead and hang out and be with their own people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I agree with you on that. Let me go on back, and I agree with you on that. We shouldn't be afraid to go ahead and come on out and do things because on another side of town, they go ahead and do the same thing, but we get criticized for it.
But you know what's the difference? We have to be strategically smart, brother. And this is my point. I don't, if we're going to come out, fine, come out. But let's be real to the situations of our community. It's not just about comparing what white folks do up north and what we do in the south or on the west side, but strategically thinking. Let's be real in our strategic and tactful thinking. Strategically, I know I'm not going to have my little princess and my little soldiers out at a specific park at the time of night where you know, man, you know, you watching out yourself. Man, who was that car? What's that car coming around the corner? Who is that? Man, check that out. You know, if you know within yourself, you're going to be looking around. You know it's 10 o'clock at night, man. Keep your eyes open. Stay alert. Anybody could be. You stay outside. But you put them babies up. See, it's one thing for you as an adult, for you, if you feel you comfortable, you want to hang out in the barbecue and chit-chat in the park with your brothers and your sisters, fine, you do that. But there's a time for children to be put aside so that they will be out of harm's way. Anytime you as an adult would sit and be on such alert yourself, you should know better than not to have your children around when you are in a cautious state of mind.
But so, you know what was said was this guy got out the car. This guy got out the car and walked across the park. These individuals walked across the park. They got out. They came over and got out the car.
And sprayed. Mhm. And they know who did it. Right.
So, you know, and I always say that, hey, look, when cats like that do that, they working on the side of all those forces that's working against us.
Exactly.
They volunteers. They volunteer government agents, man. They just want to go ahead and do all they can to go ahead and help you annihilate and create that genocidal issue within the community.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the question, though, Brother Rob. Because you see where this is going already as you look at the news. They're talking about the statistics that the police are giving, the statistics that what Rahm Emanuel has done. There was one brother on earlier on Fox 32 News who said he'd give Rahm Emanuel an F for failure because of his promises made as it related to the securing or the policing of the communities. And then, of course, Fox News also talking about the statistics that CPD is giving out to the mass public as it relates to the violence calming down and less shootings and this and that. But the question is this: how long will we as a people sit back and wait for CPD to put numbers in our community, to put more police in the community, to help police the community? When will we begin to police our own communities? When we had the Black Panther Party, when we had the Nation of Islam, there was a time in the community where you couldn't do nothing in the damn community without them brothers.
You know, I went through, I was on the west side today, and near Manly, right? You know where that area is, right?
Yes, sir.
So I was on my way to an appointment, and I noticed there were police walking in the streets. Now I ain't seen that. I've been this city some years, and I almost never seen them out the cars posted up. I got off the expressway on about Independence, coming from where I stay. And I just went, I just told him, go down Polk. You know, my old high school on that street. And I came down the street, and I seen they had the Blazers out. They was out there, up and down Polk, all the way to Manly. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, wait a minute, they over here, they out? But that was just this morning. So why, it's two things. One thing I say, okay, it's good, they out. But hey, look. I still don't think that putting more bullets on the street is still going to help the situation. If you got the money to buy more bullets, you got the money to go ahead and put it to the communities to go ahead and create businesses. That's my feeling. I don't think that you need more bullets, because all the extra bullets don't really solve shit. It just creates a bigger problem. You got more people getting shot at.
Right. It's less involvement from the communities. Less involvement. You know, you see today less advice from elders. Elders are more silent. You know, if they see young sisters out in a way that the young lady should not be in their behavior or in their morality, most often than not, the elders will sit back and not say nothing until they leave, until the youth, the young sisters leave. And then when the young sisters leave, they say, oh, why is she doing that? Why, look how they act. Look how they just killing themselves. They just act like little this, little that. But where's the advice? Where's the take the sister and give her an experience of what you've experienced? Give her that grandmother advice. Because we don't know what's missing from these children out here. We're so quick to damn them, and we don't know what they've been through.
Right.
We don't know if little Johnny who doing what he's doing on the corner is doing it because you might blame his mother and his father, but he's taking care of his mother and he's taking care of his mother, his father, his two little sisters, his little brother, and his niece and his nephew. And you don't know what he's going through, but we are so quick to attack our people. And yes, there should be some attacks on certain areas. However, there's a root cause to everything. This is why we've always been taught cause and effect.
Right.
This is the effect. What we see on the street is the effect. We have to determine what the cause is. What's causing our people to be the way that they are? That's what we're afraid of, Brother Rob. We don't want to find out the cause. Because we'll say, oh, who gives a damn what the cause is? They shouldn't be doing such and such, such and such. No, if I'm a doctor,
you know what?
I can't go.
Wait, hold on. See, that part you just said, individuals say, hey, they don't give a damn what the cause is. They just shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, give them some direction. Show them what they should be doing.
Exactly.
That's something
exactly.
I don't hear.
It's like
that's something I don't hear at all. Yeah. That's the part that's totally missing. That really, really, it's really mind boggling to me. Is you're not giving
exactly.
no direction. You're easy and quick to criticize, but you ain't really go ahead and say, look, let's go ahead and get that young energy and focus it on something else. Somebody was around
exactly.
to help your ass.
Exactly.
So That's the real shit about giving back. You need to go ahead and really truly get back to what's going on, because it can affect you. All them 13 people, that's 13 different families. How many different people that's going to affect?
Exactly. Now, let me say this. If you sick, you go to the doctor, the doctor's going to ask you what? What's wrong with you? You can't just go to the doctor and sit there and expect for them to figure out what the hell is wrong with you. Or they not just go come in and say, hey, okay, well, let's give him two shots of this and two of these, and they don't know what's wrong with you. All they know is you sick. There's something wrong with him. He's in here. He looks like that. We have to find out what's wrong, because we see what? The effect. We have to find out what the cause is. And before we can start treating the cause to get rid of the effect. We don't want to do that, Brother Rob.
You know, it's too many people want to go ahead and treat the, you know, go ahead and deal with the symptom, but not the causes.
Exactly.
In order to go ahead and give a, you know, in order to go ahead and prescribe a pill for them, you got to know what's wrong. And a lot of people don't want to go ahead and do that.
They don't want to do that because that takes too much time. Right. That's what you hear. I got my own damn problems. Why should I be worried about somebody else's damn problems? But here's the thing with black people that we seem to not understand. The very problem that he has, that she has, and that you have are synonymous to the cause of your problems.
Right.
And his problem and her problem may be different from your problem, but they stem from the same cause. So if you don't understand your own problem, and you could give two flying figs for the next man's problems, you'll never figure out what's really going on, and you'll be attacking the symptom, as you say, you'll be attacking the symptom with the wrong damn medication and be sick and sick and sick until you die out.
You know, and that's something else, man. You got a lot of us willing to go ahead and deal with somebody else's problems, not dealing with black folks' problems. Quick to go ahead and talk about what's going on with somebody else.
Exactly.
And they don't want to deal with what's going on in their own house. This is your house. You got some fuckers that came in and shot up your house, and you don't want to deal with that. That's amazing.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Well, go ahead. You also contributing to it.
Mm-hmm. When I went to that sister's funeral, little Janila, that bothered me, brother. That bothered me because to be at that little sister's funeral, to see her in that casket, and to know that this brother is out there walking around doing whatever it is he's doing with no type of remorse, just, you know, walking. But to see that sister, man, that little sister, the little princess in that casket, affected me, man. That affected me so hard, because that wasn't my daughter, but that was my little niece. That was my little cousin. That was my little sister. That's how it felt to me.
Well, see, I feel that, you know, you got love for you and love for your people. That's the difference. A lot of us don't love each other. A lot of us don't even love ourselves.
At all.
At all. No love for themselves. And love a whole bunch of other people. You know, Umar Johnson said it well. He said, hey, look, black people hate who they are and love what they're not.
Exactly.
And you see that just every damn day.
Every day.
And it just don't get no better.
And that, where we
let me run some of that news thing. I'm gonna play it a couple of times because the rest of the clips didn't come through.
Turns of shots, yes. Like 20 shots.
A 3-year-old boy fighting for his life this morning in critical condition following a terrifying mass shooting in Chicago.
We had multiple victims shot, which were transported to various hospitals throughout the city.
13 people were shot last night on a basketball court in the city's south side. so far, none of the victims have died. They're all recovering in various states of condition. The three-year-old child, whose name has not been released, was shot in the head, carried in the arms of three officers to an ambulance.
Man, it was just a lot of police, a lot of ambulance. There's a lot of wreckage, a lot of people, everything.
Officers swarmed the park after the gruesome shooting, using hoses to clean the blood from the court. Police believe the shooting is gang-related, but they have no suspects in custody. This incident put Chicago violence back in the spotlight. President Obama addressed the violence in his home city earlier this year in his State of the Union address, less than a month after the shooting death of 15-year-old Hydea Pendleton, killed a week after she attended the president's inauguration ceremony.
What happened to Hydea is not unique. It's not unique to Chicago. It's not unique to this country. Too many of our children are being taken away from us.
When you hear about a shooting like this, a situation like this, it's important to put it in perspective. We know that there were some 1,600 shootings in Chicago this year alone, 315 people who were killed by gun violence. Just last year, the FBI says there were more than 500 people murdered in Chicago. However, Chicago police insist the murder rate here is going down. In this particular case, this mass shooting, we know that investigators, they are looking for the suspect or suspects involved, but at this point, Chris, no one in custody.
Do you know that they consider Chicago to be the murder capital of the U.S.? Do you know that Chicago is also rated high up there in with war-torn cities in the world as far as its murder rate and its gunfire? That's shocking. The FBI rates Chicago up there real high. Now, a whole lot of stuff come to mind. It's another clip I'm trying to get to play when he was talking about all the drugs that's being brought in here. But a lot of the guns being brought in the neighborhood, and I just don't understand how a lot of that stuff's getting around so quickly, other than, you know, it's individuals really, really want to go and help that situation, go ahead and increase the bullets on the street. Individuals want to go ahead and keep them bullets on the street. And I say that for this. You cannot go ahead and ignore the amount of people that's incarcerated and what they're incarcerated for. These individuals, a lot of people are incarcerated for a lot of small stuff. But, hey, look, you know, at some point you'd be like, okay, well, fucking, I ain't got nothing else going for me. Why not go ahead and sell drugs? And fucking, we'll get with selling drugs, you most motherfuckers go ahead and carry weapons. I believe, without even being there, a lot of times these issues that these, like with the people got shot last night, this was some small-ass bullshit. Nothing real big, something small. You understand me, brother?
Most definitely, most definitely. You know, the question, as always, because we've already unfounded, we're actually, the government itself had to make it known, and we found that out about the CIA as it relates to the drugs being imported in our communities. That's nothing new to us as a people. The same thing with the guns, though. We have to be real about this. Yes, there's a lot of shooting within the communities. There's a lot of gun violence within the community. However, where are these guns coming from? Because there's an old saying, as our brother El Haj Malik Shabazz, peace be upon him, brother Malcolm X, even Minister Louis Farrakhan and others have always brought up, and us within these streets, within the movement, have always brought up, and that is, we don't have manufacturers. We don't manufacture these guns.
That's my point. We don't manufacture
none of this. So where are they coming from is the question. Yes, okay, we might pick them up, we'll shoot. Let's deal with that issue. However, we also have to deal with the issue and not just attacking our people for what they do, but attacking the people who put the guns in the community and allow that to happen and make that to happen, because this coincides with what they call population control. It coincides with population control, because if I could put drugs in your community, steal your mind away from freedom fighting, Steer your mind away from consciousness. Steer your mind away from intellectual analysis of your situations in your community and put you on these drugs. And then put the guns in your community so that in your anger and frustration, you kill each other off. Then I'm at the core of that. But it becomes smart on the side of the government to do that and then have you bicker with yourself and argue with yourself and tell yourself how low you are and tell yourself how bad you are, but dismiss the fact that they put this in your community. See, it's two folds of what we have to deal with, Brother Rob. Yes, we have to deal with what we're doing, but we also have to deal with how we get the weapons, how we get the drugs, how we get these tools in our communities that we do what we do. And that's another issue that we don't address. We don't attack the government for that, on the guns or on the drugs that stay in the community.
Hey, I got another caller. 708-965. Your line is open. State your name, where you're calling from.
What's up? I'm a good friend of Brother Saquon. My name is Kay Blau. I run a website called www.hoodx.com. And I got a message from Brother Saquon that he was going to be on the show tonight. So I'm just tuning in and just seeing what type of information the brother putting in. I'm just sitting back right now just listening.
Good, brother. I'll leave your line open. Chime in anytime.
Yeah, chime in. This brother is a beautiful brother. He's also in the informational component, Brother Rob. And the brother is really magnificent on the works that he does. And relaying the messages out to our people and getting that information out to our people as well. Go ahead, brother.
I'm just listening right now. I'll probably chime in a minute, but I'm just sitting back listening right now. You know, I'm just listening.
You know, I want to go ahead and say this real quick because that little news clip I played, you know, it talked about Obama, and I keep telling people, and even the defenders of Obama. At this point, I'll be like, this motherfucker. I feel like this because this guy lived here, walked these streets. In his book, he talked about being shot at, and to me, he ain't done a goddamn thing to help change this situation at all. Talked about going and dropping bombs on Syria. Talked about everybody else's issues, but ain't dealing with black issues at all. And I direct that to individuals who want to go ahead and talk about, oh, he's doing all he can. Bullshit. It's U.S. policy not to do nothing for black folks. It is definitely U.S. policy not to go ahead and deal with black people at all. Not to deal with people of African descent is to keep this shit like that and let it stay the way it is. And right now they've been profiting off us and they're going to keep on profiting us. It's to help annihilate us from the fucking planet. Don't go ahead and get it twisted, none of that other little shit. You can go ahead and tell he didn't have two terms. So in the 8 fucking years for them to get some shit straight, and then a damn thing changed. You got more fucking people getting murdered right now than you had a few years ago. And it just keeps on increasing. More of us going ahead and being shut down and shut out of every damn thing. Statistically, if you anybody, you can look it up. I can go ahead and get these goddamn statistics and show you, but you don't need them from me. You can look around. How many black businesses are there? And that's what this all is all about. It's about money economics. Poor people going to prey on other poor people. Black folks going to go ahead and prey on other black folks. The education system here in Chicago is fucked. I got most of my education once I left Chicago. I never would have went to college if I stayed in this goddamn place. But once I left here and I was on the West Coast, I got a better, decent education. I learned a lot more about the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ridiculous if we think that anything's really going to fucking change. Ain't too much going to change. We're going to have to change our shit ourselves. Ain't nobody going to come in and go ahead and save you. Ain't nobody going to go ahead and help you at all. You got to save yourself. And when you go ahead and look to them to go ahead and bring more bullets into the community, you go ahead asking for more problems. How long is it going to be before they bring the bullets in? before they go ahead and say, look, let's go see what they do in their house. When you give them, you go ahead and give these people that open range to go ahead and say, to attack the young man that's on the street, and then they go ahead and say, well, hey, look, well, you got these young men that's walking down here. Go ahead and attack the young man that's walking to the bus stop to get on the bus to go ahead and go to work, go to school. Eventually, they're going to have follow me, one up in your house, want to see what you got going on. I got another call. Let me try and deal with this one here. 708-663, your line is open. State your name, where you calling from.
I'm not giving my name, Hotep family.
How you doing, brother?
I'm excellent, man. Let me say this. If you Google public housing in New York, no killings in over a year. Okay? That's in the New York Times. How did that happen? That happened because of people who have no knowledge of self will turn on any and everyone, particularly themselves. It's been told to us from time immemorial that knowledge of self is the most important component of any human being on the planet. And when you accept a history that begins in 1865 till today, as if you fell out the sky, and that history is reinforced with an educational system that says that you didn't exist prior to 1865, and you have to vibrate from a slave narrative, and you got people running around the country now upholding people like Frederick Douglass, who was one of the most dangerous Negroes in the history of African people, who wanted to assimilate with a system that was anti him, then you can expect not just what's going on today, but you should expect it to escalate. I grew up in public housing and Robert Taylor Homes. I've watched this same scenario repeat itself over and over and over and over. What happened in New York was a group of brothers got together and went into this public housing complex, and for over 1 year, there's not been one shooting, one killing, no violence. How did they do it? They taught the people their history beyond 1865 so that they didn't vibrate on a negative level. It's important, it's quantitative to understand, brother, that the 13 people that got shot in Washington, D.C., I think it was the day before this one, day before yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Monday.
It's important. Okay, it's important and instructive to understand that that brother wrote on his weapon and had informed the police that he was not only being followed and manipulated by people using microwave frequency weapons, but he wrote on his weapon that this is my ELF weapon, extremely low frequency. Some of us have been trying to tell some of us the root of the problem in terms of the violence that's just got epidemic proportions now. And the difference today as opposed to when I was coming up is that there appears to be no rhyme or reason to the violence, but there is. If you will only open your minds and understand what that brother in D.C. said is directly related to what's going on in Chicago, Baltimore, and any other major city, you'll find the same system set up. You will find that people are being manipulated using frequencies, and we term this frequency wars.
Frequency wars.
And now, but here's my question to you, though. Are you sure, young people, that you can go ahead and bring up the history of slavery to them and that would turn them all around, or you got to do it in stages at certain age groups and certain levels?
That's the problem. The slavery narrative is the problem because it keeps you vibrating on an extremely low frequency. It tells you that you are nothing but a slave. That's your history. That's why it's reinforced in the educational system set up by the same people that keep you enslaved. You didn't set up this educational system. Go back and look at the history of the system of education, and you'll find that it was basically promulgated and controlled by house Negroes for the master. After Reconstruction, we're in the middle of the second Reconstruction, and it's not recognized by highly educated Negroes. There's an entire reorientation of society laid down right now. That's why you see deindustrialization and mass wars going on, because they're putting in place a new system.
Uh-huh.
And black people have been deemed unnecessary in this new system. It don't matter who you blame for the
right.
shooting. Anybody will do if you come from a slave narrative.
But here's another question, though. You know, what are the youth attempting to do by achieving this? What are the youth attempting to achieve with their violence?
If I program you to do violence and you don't have any idea that you've been programmed to do the violence, that's the point with the brother that I mentioned in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand that you're being programmed to be violent, why would you respond any other way than in a violent fashion?
It's a violent act. Exactly.
You have to understand that they're using extremely low-frequency weapons like blue flashing lights, for instance. And I have to tell everybody there's a reason why these blue flashing lights are in black communities only. Google, blue flashing lights alter behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to tell people these things, but unfortunately, we want to look for the person who's pulling the trigger as if there's no stimulus
right.
all over this country.
Right.
That's facilitating him on the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to show you that the way you deal with the violence is you have to raise the frequency of the people by endowing them with light, knowledge, information. Because when the brothers took the information to the public housing in New York, only their history beyond 1865, no jobs, no nothing, the violence stopped, and there has not been one shooting, one stabbing, no violence in a year. The answers are not economic.
Thank you.
The answer exists in knowledge of self and raising your vibratory level such that you understand that when you pull a trigger on a king, you may as well be putting a bullet to your head,
mm-hmm.
putting a gun to your head and pulling the trigger.
Exactly.
Kings don't kill other kings
exactly.
when they see themselves in that manner. One young brother was riding down the street on a bicycle as one of the brothers being interviewed by a New York Times correspondent who's writing the story. And the young brother rides up on his bike, and he speaks to one of the other young brothers that's like one of the facilitators of the program. You know what the young brother on the bike says when he rides up? Hotep.
Work with me.
8 years old. He's saying Hotep. There's no way on this planet that 8 year old at the age of 18 will not go and take a look at who is Hotep and what does that mean? You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
When you don't recognize your enemy, any enemy will do.
To correspond with the beloved brother, because I recognize my beloved brother's voice.
I recognize his voice too.
And I love this brother. The brother is you know, we carry on this all day. To even expand on that, brother, or what he's saying, you know, we had a meeting where we had the actual schedule of the military academies that they are within the CPS system, and I'm talking from January to December. Each month was a persuasion month in that. No matter if it was just students, but also teachers, also parents, as it related to how the Army or the Navy or the Air Force wanted your child or that teacher or that parent mind to be manipulated in such a way that would be friendly or loved for that military, for that army, so that today it's over 10,000 students enrolled in some type of military program in the CPS system. And as they say, all of these are located mainly in low-income, what they call minority neighborhoods. Over 10,000 enrolled. Now, dig this. There's only between 4 to 6% of those enrolled white. Now, these would be considered what you might call your white trash, or your white trailer home people. Now, in Chicago, they say in Chicago School District, 5 military academies affiliated with the Army, the Navy, the Marines, all students are required to enroll, as well as in the academy's junior ROTC programs. That means student cadets, they're doing the full military uniforms every day to school. Each academy has a curriculum. That's the key aspect, the curriculum, because the curriculum is the psychosis of what's being put or foundated inside your child. This is the foundation of that child, of that teacher, of that parent. Because remember this, Brother Rob, that whatever that child is being taught, that child is also teaching that parent at home, because that parent might say, what you learned today. Or that parent might walk by the desk and look on the child at the table to see what the child is doing for homework, what the child is doing, whatever type of work. So that child not only has a curriculum, they have military history training. This is what they're teaching them, military history training, map reading and navigation. They're also dealing with courses in drugs, and then they got another course called drug prevention, and the branches are also dealing in the branches of the Department of Defense. Now, they had at one point the proposal for the Air Force Academy, but now that's already open. So that now you not only have the Air Force Academy, all of these academies makes Chicago the only city in this country, the most militarized city, the most militarized state, boasting 5 military academies, nearly 3 dozen smaller junior reserve officer training corps, that's ROTC programs, within existing high schools, and numerous middle school junior ROTC programs. All of this in sync with what our beloved brother on the line, Brother Chef Rob, our beloved brother on the line, is going into, is talking about. Because all of that deals with stemming away from the curriculum that we would be teaching our children, that we should be advising our children, that elders should be advising us. It is now being replaced with this curriculum, so that CPS is shutting down now. Look at what's happening to CPS. But the more and more CPS shut down, the more and more military academies rise up. But they have you focus more on charter schools. It's not charter schools that's making a rise. It's military academies that's making a rise. You see more and more of our students, the more CPS schools shut down, the more uniformed students you see walking these streets. And that ties into what our beloved brother just got through talking about.
When you get a chance, Google Barack Obama lays a framework for the privatization of public schools in Chicago as CEO of Joyce Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 312-259, your line is open. State your name, where you calling from.
I'm Demille Bridges, calling from Chicago. Just listening in. I just got
How you doing, brother?
What's up, brother? You?
Yes, indeed.
Brother Pianca, your line is open.
Hey, here's another thing. Oh, man.
How you doing, brother?
Hold up, brother. You're
hold up, fam.
Man, if blacks didn't take federal money in their school district, they wouldn't have no federal programs then.
One of the worst things that black people could do is put themselves in a position where they continue to rely on
That's because black America's economy ain't worth a damn.
One of the worst things that black people can do is to see themselves as a part of a system that for its entire existence has been predatory in nature relative to African people in this country. That's a fact. You cannot set up a black-oriented school system within a construct where you have to rely on federal funds because they're going to dictate what the curriculum is.
Right, right.
So they're not going to enter. I don't care who comes to you, Umar, and you want to try to open up 4, 5, 6, 7 schools. You're going to teach what the people give you the money, tell you to teach. That's how come black history has been already determined to be persona non grata and is not to be taught in the public schools. Give them the slavery narrative and let them repeat that slave narrative every February and don't go beyond it.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we've been getting all of my life, and I'm over 60.
Yes, sir.
With absolutely no concept of where we come from. And if you don't know where you come from, any road will take you where you got to go.
Exactly.
Because you have no foundation. Let me lay this on you. I'm not sure, Brother Rob, but I think I've tried to enunciate to you and some of your listeners that if you just Google number two man in the Sinaloa cartel testifies that he worked for the CIA and DEA in Chicago. He went on trial about a year ago. He pointed out clearly that he was given carte blanche to bring as much drugs to the city of Chicago. And by the way, the Sinaloa cartel is the number two drug cartel in Mexico. A totally made-up construct of the U.S. federal government. He says he was given carte blanche to bring as much drugs to Chicago as he wanted. And along with drugs came the weapons. It's the exact same scenario prior to urban removal that occurred in L.A. in the late 1980s. And the exact same thing is taking place. I questioned an FBI agent more than 2 weeks ago about this. She said that she had been set up and was attempted to be removed, put in the ground by other FBI agents because she saw the corruption that was going on in the FBI. She said she didn't know anything about this case. She still loves the FBI in spite of the fact that they tried to murder her. These are things that we have to reconcile, that you are not a part of this system. You ain't never been a part of this system, and the system is already, this is why, brother, you were talking about the militarization of the school system, because
yes,
if you go back for the last 20 years and look at how black people have been depicted in movies, and that's the first orientation towards getting you to see yourself or how you're going to see yourself, not just for today but for tomorrow, you will note that police commanders have, in all of the movies, have now become black people.
Right.
You will notice that they are also in the military in the high command. Okay? And so it's no accident that they want to make black people the cannon fodder for this system that they're creating, which I term the second reconstruction. That's what's going on, brother. And don't take my word for it. Google any of the terms that I've told you, and I defy anybody to come to any other conclusion other than what I'm laying out here for you.
Well, if I could drop in on a second, I do want to say a couple of things about the future is not rooted in politics or money or, you know, because they try and actually blend that into one thing as far as the education, the money, the religion, and the government. They're trying to slowly merge that into one entity. Now, when you think of entity, it's like where you can, just like back in the olden days, like before, back when Christ was growing up, basically, like, you know, you had the church, the government, the money system, all of that came from one, the education, all that came from one source. And that's the system that they're trying to slowly move it back to. Now, the source itself is come dead out of your phone. That's the thing that they never tell you, is that, you know, the phone, people walk around with these phones, and people walk around with the internet, everything is coming from straight from the internet, like your religion, your politics, your government, your money. Everything is coming there from that phone. And you gotta understand the nature of how this is being done, the culture that's being created around this type of phenomenon is way more bigger than any type of politics or the banks and system or any of that, because you're dealing with the ability to control time. And because the holograms, like they're trying to create holograms. Like if you get a chance, Google Avatar 2045. But it came out of 2045. They're trying to have a personal hologram system for every living person in the world. And that hologram, the holograms, those themselves are going to be controlling. Even that's kind of how it already is right now. You watch people on Facebook, you watch people on YouTube, you watch people on Google, you watch people on these social networking sites, you watch people on Blog Talk. You know, all of us are sharing our own belief systems and our own ideas and things like that, where it's creating a holographic nature on the internet where, you know, different type of personalities, the things that they're saying, all of that stuff is being presented in a way where it's controlling the actual physical universe that we live in. So the if we don't master, that's our last hope. And it's like every time I start talking about this, like, you know, with people in the conscious community, it's like they don't like that. But at the same time, you're doing it anyway. Like, for example, like not just this show, but any show that I've tuned into on the radio, not just on the radio, but even on online, nobody own their own site. Don't nobody own their own educational system. Don't nobody, everybody using Facebook. Everybody's using somebody else's platform, whether it be Google, whether it be YouTube. All of us are using somebody else's platform to get our information out. And it's because that we have not controlled, we ain't got our own resource system outside of the options that's already being given to us. Then we locked in. So, for example, like Brother Faquan, for example, or Brother Dollar Israel, or Brother Umar Johnson, or Brother Cole Light, or, you know, or Brother Phil Valentine. If I want to reach out to these brothers, I still got to use the enemy's resources. I still got to use Facebook. I still got to use YouTube. I still got to use Google. I still got to use my phone.
Why?
Because you got to say that the goal of science itself is to slowly merge humans with machines and to make humans more machine-like and make machines more human-like. So,
hold on, brother. Hold on. Hey, somebody's got some background noise. I'm trying to open up everybody's line. Yo, everybody's line is open, so could you please keep that noise down to a minimum? All right. Go ahead, continue, brother.
Yeah. But, hey, that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, though. Like his reality is kind of blending in with my reality. But he could be in a whole other state. He could be in a whole other city somewhere. But somehow the holographic nature of the way we sharing this information, it all get blended into one entity per se. So because they haven't necessarily mastered the art of the technology, where it's to the point right now, anybody can call in, anybody can say anything, and, you know, that's just kind of what it is. But how do you take action behind this whole group? How do you take action? How do we take this and put it in motion? That's what we get stuck at as a people a lot of times, because it's like, okay, we can sit back and criticize, we can sit back and talk, we can sit back and share ideas, you can share your post on Facebook, you can share your YouTube link, you can share your Google link, but how do you take action? Because all of the whole passion, the whole energy, the whole emotion is all captured right there online. So the only thing you can really do to take action is to go to somebody's Facebook page and click like. If I'm looking for Brother Faquan, if I'm looking for Brother Umar Johnson, all of his energy, the energy he puts out in the physical world, all of the tours he may go on, all of the conferences that he may go to, all of that energy gets absorbed by Facebook. Why? Because you got to go through Facebook to find him. So it's like, man, I just went to this, you know, say, for example, I just go to this big Brother Phil Valentine conference, and I want to take action. The only thing I can do is go home and find him on Facebook and follow him on Facebook. There ain't nothing else I can do to take action. Because the nature of the technology has been mastered by the enemy already, to the point where our emotions and our passions and the things we can just only can go so far. If you look on Facebook, the people who control it is government, celebrities, And you know, and that's about it. Everything, even when you put out a Facebook blast, it's only gonna reach 10% of the people. They
can hold it out.
Because what you still see is people on Facebook every day just sharing, because that's all we can do. That's what I'm saying. They've mastered the, when you look at Facebook, man, you gotta understand there's a reason why that button is blue like that. When you log on Windows, there's a reason it come up blue like that. That because of what it does to your mind, you stuck. Even though you may be looking at your Facebook, you say, man, I got to get off of this, but you'll still sit there for another hour. You're like, man, I've been on here for 3 hours, but I'm going to get off in 5 minutes, but you still sit there for another hour. That's not no accident that that's happening. And that's the one thing that in the community that they're not talking about is how exactly do we use this technology to wake up the masses. This is like the technology aspect that we have right now, this is our last hope. Because as you can slowly start to see, the stuff that people was doing back in the 90s, the stuff that people was doing back in the early 2000s, the little gimmicks and stuff that people was doing, the internet, you can't lie no more. Like, when you get on the internet, you can't put out some BS no more. You can't get out and just say whatever you want to say no more. Why? Because people know how to go online and research it and see if you're telling the truth. So now you got to hold yourself accountable. So, like, that's what started happening to a lot of the brothers, like, who was in the conscious community, like, after the 90s and the early 2000s. They started seeing you couldn't just jump in a chat room on a blog with somebody and start the same old bullshit from the 60s. You had to have some whole new philosophy. You had to have some whole new science. You had to have a whole new approach on how you was putting this information out, because the internet changed everything. And if you even look at the TV, you look at the movies, you look at the radio, you listen to the radio, everything has changed. It's slowly changing because the nature of the internet is changing the way the information is flowing. We are not holding ourselves accountable as much as far as us using this technology to wake up the masses. We kind of fall victim. Like, we be on Facebook all day. We be on YouTube all day. We be on Google all day. But we haven't figured out a way to take that same construct and use it in a bonafide way to say, look, man, this is how you actually take action, like, behind the stuff that we're saying. You say, okay, I want to create this type of program. This is how you use the internet to create that type of program. Okay, you're trying to teach knowledge yourself. Okay, this is how you use. This is exactly how you use. This is how to and how not to get people to wake up. You see what I'm saying?
We all on our own.
When it comes,
I'm with you, brother. But let me ask all of you, because in 1995, I've been researching for over 30 years, okay, before the internet came out here. And we traveled all over the country. I'm a protege of Steve Coakley. There was no internet. And we were smart enough to be cautious of entering the net, because we understood the mentality behind it and who was controlling it. And we laid out clearly a roadmap in terms of how you deal with this technology, because there's nothing more dangerous than the internet. You merely have to look at the words, the language that's used to describe it. It was first called the World Wide Web. Before that, it was the ARPANET, which came straight out of the Department of Defense. It's the thing that Eisenhower warned everybody about in terms of the military-industrial complex. In 1995, I did a thing called Dan Cree 13. Dan Cree is short for Dangerous Criminals, who at the age of 13, in the year 2045, will be systematically removed off the planet because they would become the race of the superbrain based on the access to technology. But they must understand what it's out here for. The reason that the internet was dropped on the public, and it's been out here since the 1950s, it was put on the public as a system for control and altering the mind. That's what the internet is for. Anybody that relies on Facebook, if you black, to get your message out, don't understand that your people, in fact, this is why history is important, had a system of ones and zeros that predate the internet by almost 7,000 years, where we were so illuminated in terms of our ability to comprehend that we were able to use this system of ones and zeros, and it's still used today in some small African cultures whose history, particularly Dogon, was never broken. Never broken. And these are the things that our people have to understand. Don't ever rely on a system that's controlled by Zionist Jews to be your mode of operation in terms of getting your message out. I've never put anything on YouTube. I don't go to Facebook.
because I don't want my face in they book. You follow what I'm saying? And the young people have to understand that everything you say and do on Facebook and the internet, you are alerting the authorities to your capacity to outmaneuver them in terms of their technological brilliance. Okay? You must understand that you have powers. That's why you're targeted. You got powers that far exceed any technology that they put out here. And that the internet is nothing more than a synthetic version of the European brain. That's why when you get online, they say, that's why it's based on straight line thinking. The programming is if-then statements. If this is put in, then that comes up. Black people are circular in their thinking. But if you rely on the internet solely as your mode of operation, you will begin to think just like it. You will begin to think in a straight line process. And that's what's dangerous. That's why they put the internet in the schools, because nets originally were used to cast in the water to catch fish. And fish traveled in large groups called schools. And that's why they put the internet. Bill Gates wanted everybody to have a computer in Africa so they can control the minds of the people. It requires an analysis of the technology. If you go to Truth to Power, Truth the number 2 Power, you will find me and Polite back to back dealing with the holographic nature of for me, I think mine was called the holographic nature of the people and the planet. He came on the next day and basically echoed what I was talking about, okay? So I'm saying we have to be able to understand that we have to be able to communicate outside of their technology. And I know we have the capacity to do it because I've been doing it with people that I know for over 20 years. When I want them to call me, they call. When I want to see them, we meet. That's your power. Understand that you're dealing with a synthetic person who everything that he creates is a synthesis of the real. It's fake, and that's where the holographic relationship between people comes in. You have to learn how to distinguish between what's fake and what's real, and this is not. It's an illusion.
All right, brother. Hold on.
That's what we always said. And if
hold on a minute, brother. Hold on. We're going to take a quick break. I want to play this clip again, and everybody get a drink, get a glass of water, come back.
Turn the shots, like 20.
Pendleton killed a week after she attended the president's inauguration ceremony.
What happened to Hydea is not unique. It's not unique to Chicago. It's not unique to this country. Too many of our children are being taken away from us.
When you hear about a shooting like this, a situation like this, it's important to put it in perspective. We know that there were some 1,600 shootings in Chicago this year alone, 315 people who were killed by gun violence. Just last year, the FBI says there were more than 500 people murdered in Chicago. However, Chicago police insist the murder rate here is going down. In this particular case, this mass shooting, we know that investigators, they are looking for the suspect or suspects involved, but at this point, Chris, no one in custody.
No, I've often said that thank God for slavery, because, you know, had not, then the blacks who were here would have been stuck in Africa. And you see how bad Africa, everybody and mama trying to get out of Africa and come to America. Mm-hmm. And so God has a way of looking out for folks, and he made it possible by way of slavery to get black folks into this country. But 100% American. Proud of it. I thank God that he saw fit for me to get here. Never mind that, you know, we were sold. I mean, my ancestors way back, way on the wind, were sold by Arabs and blacks to white folks and got us here. The white man came and brought us to the greatest country in the world. The ride over was pretty tough. But, you know, it's like riding on a crowded airplane, and when you're not in first class, it's a tough ride. but you're happy when you get to your destination. And so the ride was tough over here. The pain for freedom was tough, you know, because in life, if you want to gain something, you got to lose something. No pain, no gain. So it was a tough. The pain was tough, all for the sake of freedom. So I thank God that he got me here, and to show my appreciation to the blacks who suffered as a result of coming here, and the Arabs and blacks who sold us to the white man for going there and getting us and bringing us here, I want to say thanks.
To hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask who yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you. We teach you to love the hair that God gave you. Here you are way out in the middle of the ocean, can't swim, and you worried about someone that's in the bathtub and can't swim. We don't steal, we don't gamble, we don't lie, and we don't cheat. And that also deprives the government of revenue. Because you can't get into a whiskey bottle without getting past the government seal. You can't open a deck of cards without getting past the government seal. Here's a white man makes the whiskey and then puts you in jail for getting drunk. He sells you the cards and the dice and puts you in jail when he catches you using them. So he's against us because we fixed it where he can't catch you anymore. We take the dice out of your hands and the cards out of your hands and the whiskey out of your head. The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
Yes, welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, you know Malcolm X, and then that very first clip, you know, that was dealing with the shooting, but I call that other one the middle one. A great motivational speaker for black folks. When you hear that clip, you know you need to wake your ass up.
You don't sit like you're hearing that, brother. I've been motivated.
I'm a little different, brother. I'm a little different, Rob.
If I could say something about that clip, that's kind of, I don't want to draw too far back on the point I was making before about the internet, but
that was a point I was trying to get to. I didn't really get to that point, was that with the internet, you got to think of like Facebook, YouTube, Google, the nature of these holographic images, you got to understand, is that it starts to give a point of entertainment value to the point where I think a lot of the conscious community is getting to a point where it's just, this is being done just strictly for the purpose of entertainment. Not saying your show, because I've never heard this show before, but I think a lot of the sensationalism behind, you know, a lot of the quoting of the old school conscious brothers and the way we throw around the information, I really think a lot of this is for entertainment. Because like, it's not in motion. It's not really in motion per se. I think it's very entertaining to sit back and fantasize about everybody's ideas and throw in, you know, ideas back and forth, and we can, you know, entertain each other's thoughts. But at the end of the day, you know, this country ain't built on entertaining ideas. These are what's called laws. It's like you got entertainment and you got laws, and there's certain laws that, you know, like pop culture, for example, they allow to cross certain laws, and it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But so we kind of take it to the point where, like, okay, you can change to the rap channel or you can change to the conscious channel, where they're able to group the conscious community into a channel, and it's like, okay, this is just our channel, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and just you share it on Facebook, share it on YouTube, just like you do everything else. You know, I think we got to step outside of, either we have to either completely step outside or completely take over the technology aspect. Now, that's all I was going to say, something like with my father, when the internet first came out.
Hold on a minute. Now, before you get too far, well, you said change to the rap channel and the concert channel. You got them channels dealing with the internet. You don't have that dealing pretty much when you deal with radio. You might have it like on Sirius or satellite radio, but you ain't got that on any other any TV. Nothing coming off
right,
TV.
I'm thinking from the phone. I think
if you had that concert channel, no matter how much foolery and coonery you got there, it could change a whole lot of stuff if you had it there. And that's an alternative that I think that you can go ahead and put some people on the right track. But you don't have that.
I honestly don't think people listen to the radio no more. Honestly, I mean, they do. I think women do at work. But, I mean, for the most part, people really ain't listening to the radio like they was back in the day. People ain't watching TV like they was back in the day. People don't even watch movies the way they was back in the day. People go through their phone. People be on the internet. They be on Facebook and they be on YouTube. And it's like when you – and what happens is it's like you get to make a choice. But I'll give you an example. If I found your phone and I just started scrolling through your feed on Facebook, I would see – pretty much everything that you attract yourself to. If you attract yourself to, you know, racism, you know, old 1965 civil rights movement clips, and you sharing them on Facebook, or you attracted to the stuff that Brother Umar be saying, Brother Phil Valentine, Brother Dawah, if you attracted to them things, when I scroll through your Facebook feed, that's all I'm going to see, pictures and stuff like that coming from other people coming up in my feed. Whereas if you found my phone, you might find a whole other set of stuff that I'm attracted to. If I found a white chick female phone, I'm going to find stuff that she's typically into. So what ends up happening is that we get limited to our construct, to our channel. It's like we don't know how to go outside the other channel. We don't know how to, like, go outside of the other channels and take over the other channels, because then we start to get out of our own comfort space.
If I go sit down with a brother
that's a banker, I might get a little uncomfortable just based on the fact that I think money is equal, because I've been listening, you see what I'm saying, because I'm a conscious brother. Same thing, if I'm a banker, I go sit down with a conscious brother, I'm going to be like, man, this dude probably think I sold my soul to the devil. He think I'm a sellout. You see what I'm saying? Because the channels is what limits us, because it's all on entertainment. It's not really in motion. It's like we here to entertain each other. We're not really here to really try to sit down and build. Because it's like if I'm a banker and you a conscious brother, we already, as soon as we walk in the room, it's like Batman and the Joker walk in the same room together. It's going to be only cracking. It's like we can't get past the channels. And it's like the entertainment aspect, it's like that's why people sit around and they play them clips and we listen to the music and we listen to the preachers. It's because we all just want to be entertained. We're not really in motion. It's like it's certain brothers that like you got to understand, Barack's whole campaign is based on numbers. Barack wouldn't be in the seat he in now if he didn't know how to work the numbers. It's like they can put a white dude up there and try to say, okay, we locking up all the brothers for sagging their pants. That law ain't going to sell. But if Barack get up there and he know how to create, he can put the same law out there, black people are going to vote on it just based on Barack.
even though it's not necessarily read the bill or nothing. It's like people will vote on the bill just because Barack said it. So what happened is that the white folks see that, man. The white folks see that Barack know how to put up some numbers, so they use him for their agenda.
Young brother.
Hold on. I heard a sister's voice. Who was that?
Hi, this is Ursula. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi,
and
Ursula.
I just wanted to make a couple. How are you? I'm really enjoying the conversation, but I just wanted to bring a few points and underscore what the brother was saying with regards to the internet and communicating off the grid. And I completely agree with that. With regards to the old tapes and some of the old school thoughts, you know, as the consciousness, that's our foundation. I agree that we have to launch from that and not entertain ourselves, nor should we participate in intellectual vomit. I just want to bring up a point with regards to singularity. If you take some time, Google has a university called Singularity, and I attended two seminars in Mountain View where Google is. And what it is the thought is that you teach a machine something once, you don't have to teach it again. And where the world is going to is singularity. So it has a lot to do with what you are observing with regards to linear thought and linear information gathering, that people
That's
are not
right.
Coming outside of that grid. So Singularity is a professor that wrote this book. If you Google it, they brought the best minds together, people in different fields, right, to kind of do this collaboration piece where they could figure out how to basically control the world through machines.
That's right, Queen.
So if you think with regards to Darwin, who stated that there's a natural selection process, that there is a progression through living organisms to better themselves, such that ones that do not have the necessary ingredients or elements to survive will die off. So what you have with singularity is just like how a biological organism progresses and evolves, thus does technology. So technology that we use evolves, and technology that doesn't serve people, mankind, I wouldn't say humanity, but it doesn't serve us well, we don't use it. Right now today, if you intersect a kid between the ages of, you could probably go pre-verbal, because Apple does have iPad apps for pre-verbal children, all the way up to, say, a 25, 26-year-old. If it's not in that phone, they don't know it exists. So far as human interaction, communication, one-on-one, face-to-face, it's really set up for the people that are socially inept to succeed. In other words, if you take the time to develop your mind from a technology standpoint, whether it's engineering or whatever, you will survive. And where our children lay in the crosshairs is that we don't have the basic necessities put in place so they can evolve. And that's my concern, is that if we go to Pareto Optimal and we deal with economics and we put our condition as black people in an Edgework box, everything that happens to us is a relationship to something good happening to someone else. So with regards to the white man's own economic theorems, he defies them consistently with poverty existing where resources are not shared amongst the population or people in the world. There's a disproportionate result that resources are not shared. So where does that leave us today? Where it leaves us today is we have to be futurists. And we have to push our children to engage in technology, but at the same time, not sell their souls. So that's my comment.
Thank you. Appreciate your comment. Hold on, everybody. Brother Fakan.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You got a question?
Yes, sir. I had a question to our beloved brother, our beloved prophecy there of our beloved Stokely. I wanted to get Brother Malik as well in on this. With the question of because I've heard everybody, and I myself, I go on Google up a lot of stuff. In the same breath that we say Google this, Google that, Google that, Google itself being a part of this particular internet, being a part of this particular system that gave us the internet, and all of these wonderful sounding words. My question to the brothers would be, how do we, in the midst of Google, in the midst of Facebook, in the midst of Twitter, and in the midst of all of the social media apparatus that they have out that we ourselves use to look up certain key info, because all of us have said today that, you know, Google this, Google that, Google that. How do we, in the midst of all of this, formulate our own informative construct where we won't have to go to Google, we won't have to go to Facebook, we won't have to go to Twitter. We can go to our own, and as you know, beloved brother and brother Malik, we've always had the conversation that we should create our own intel, you know. And with that intel, in creating our own intel, that creates, that gives us the foundation, that gives us the fervor to go, again, outside of what they're giving us via Google, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth on, that we create our own informative piece. Now, again, the question would be, how do we start to construct that piece which is created by ourselves outside of the Google format or the Facebook format? And I'm using brothers like yourselves who spoke very eloquently on these subjects, including Sister Ursula on this particular subject as well, that she chimed in. And I guess she can answer that as well. How do we then?
Yeah, I can answer that.
How do we then
move from Googling?
How do we move using their Google and begin to sit down at the table to construct our own
informative people?
Go to brother so and so.
Right. So what we talk, when you say intel assumes that there's some not a modicum of privacy, but that intel is private. So what you have is the ability to network your computer to someone else's computer, and you have to figure out a way that those internet protocol, those IP addresses are not visible on certain server networks. But not to get too technical, it can be done. You can create your own, if you will, internet where you have certain computers that are connected. But at the end of the day, there is no intel if there is no privacy.
Thank you, Queen. I would add this. There is no law. Law is a forgotten construct. There's only selective prosecution. You
right.
cannot have a constitution and have Patriot Act, have NDAA sitting side by side, constitution,
right.
and say that there's law. Law is a foregone conclusion. It's over. We are headed toward a fascist paradigm. Anybody that don't understand that ain't been paying attention. And if you don't know what it is, it's Google controlling the lives of your children. It's Google logos being put in the petrol-pharmaceutical chemicals that your children are given, denoting ownership of your children. It could be a Nike swoosh on the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are given to children at the age of 5 years old, which basically program their genes in terms of testosterone to now become estrogen, where you have an explosion of homosexuality, and everybody's scratching their head trying to figure out what happened, where all these homosexuals coming from. Well, the answer is they're being altered chemically by the petrochemical pharmaceutical industry, which is one and the same thing. If you don't understand these things, any road will take you to get where you're going if you don't know where you're going. And more importantly, any road to take you to where you need to go if you don't know where you're coming from. Okay? Now,
well, you know, brother, what has been uncovered is that being a man is not an easy road. And I believe from an organism standpoint that the human existence is going away from what's difficult. If you define a man like my father, that's not easy. It's not easy. So if you look from a physiological standpoint, most human beings, if it's XX or XY, those XXs and XYs are not equal. Some people have more progesterone and estrogen. Some women have a little more testosterone. So if we go with a few things, and you mentioned law is not fixed. Law is a representation of societal constructs. So the civil rights, for instance, and people could say pro or con, at some point it had to represent whatever was going on in society. It wasn't what Whitey wanted. It's what Whitey had to do so he could focus on what's important to him, which was the money. Okay, but what I want to say that I think that from a genealogical standpoint, not phenotype, but just the DNA in itself as it exists in humanity, is that there are some anomalies out there. There's some straight-out freaks. Now, society has basically gone forward and say, okay, we will accept this freak, you know, this whatever it is. It's an aberration of what we thought was fixed, but it's moving. And sexuality is a big part of the whole game, is that if you don't know if this is a man, it's androgyny. It's a push to androgyny. Here it is, and keep this under your hat. If you think that the whole gay movement is about homosexuality, you're really not up on what the game is. The game is pedophilia and actually pushing down the age of consent. Now, people here that are Islamic and Muslim, you could talk about Muhammad had a 9-year-old wife, whatever. I'm not going there. All I'm saying is that pedophilia is really what all this is about.
We broke the story on the legalization of pedophilia back in 2010. We basically I was around when the National Association of Man Boy Love was first invented by a Catholic priest. I say a Catholic priest. I've been on this beat for 30 years. And one thing that African people have to do is spend more time in the library, where all the lives are there, and spend less time on your computer. That way you don't get programmed to the point of stagnation. So, and again,
I say you got to watch that movie Target. So I would say do both. You got to do more now.
No, I'm not saying you shouldn't. I use my computer on a daily basis, but I use it for research.
Okay.
But I also spent many years in the libraries, and I'm not talking about one library. I'm talking about libraries from the University of Chicago to the Spertus Institute, right? All of them right here in and around the Chicagoland area. But when we were coming up, the Internet wasn't available, so we had to spend time reading books. I find that a lot of brothers, and this is why certain people, I call them YouTubians, because they basically have become well-known based on YouTube. They haven't done the research. So when I tell you about the petrochemical and pharmaceutical industry, I can take it back to the turn of the century to show you how and tell you why from a research standpoint, how and why they are in fact producing homosexuality in large numbers, the homosexuals in large numbers, because they have in fact for the last 30 years been in the lab creating a new person. This is a laboratory-oriented person where inferior people will not be allowed to produce children. 25 years ago, we introduced people to the concept of licensing parents, where you will only be able to allowed to have children in the near future based on a license that comes to you from the powers that be, which will cease to be the government because government will become corporate, okay? The corporations under fascism are taking over the government. But this new species that I've spoken about at length, based on the research, will in fact have no genitalia, such that it's neither male nor female. That's why this Jewish thing pushed hate speech. That's why they pushed hate speech. And that's why they're pushing homosexuality and pedophilia and all this as a part of the norm. Because Dr. Frankenstein is in the lab doing what he do. I let the research speak for me because I come from an area that's ancient in terms of how you learn. It teaches you not just to learn one thing, Brother Umar,
okay?
Yeah.
But it teaches you to become holistic in terms of your research and your learning. You don't just learn about what goes on inside the human body. You learn how to understand what goes on in the human body and relate that with what's going on the planet and what's going on off the planet. It takes years of learning to accomplish these things. And I would advise any of you, Brother Polite is the exception to this rule. I respect that brother. I love that brother based on his reliance on his research, okay? He's a very well-rounded brother, but most of the brothers are proficient in one area. When you ask them questions about other things, they get lost because they haven't put the time in necessary to become proficient in fighting a system that's holistic in its approach in terms of your removal.
Absolutely.
So when I tell you I put 30 years into research, it's about time we began some development because all major corporate structures are predicated on research and development. It's the most important part of any corporate construct. And if you were ever going to understand as above, so below, it's important for you to understand trivium, quadrivium, the three and the four, okay? So because we have to become proficient in all areas of learning, not just one. And you cannot become illuminated. You cannot become Illuminati, only becoming proficient in two areas, and you got five that you haven't even looked at. That's our legacy. And you got people out here using illumination against us when that's our history. And we dog it because we don't understand it. We don't understand that the three is nothing more than a triangle, okay? The tetrahedron, and that light travels in a tetrahedron. Okay.
Let me ask you this, brother.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think we focus as a people so much? And I'm just going to use these particular titles. Why do you think we focus so much as a people on Pan-Africanism or Black nationalism or certain realms of what we may consider spirituality? And we don't focus on the meanings of the hieroglyphs. We don't focus on the meanings of
the metanetter.
Right, I was going there. And we don't focus on, we spend less time, we're glimpsed through that in the book, but we don't focus on it. Why do you think we spend more time talking about Pan-Africanism, talking about Black nationalism, and less on the metanetter, less on the comedic sciences, less on the symbols and the signs of what the hieroglyphs mean and all of that? Why do you think that is, brother?
Because we're creatures of programming, brother. We come through an educational system that's basically predicated on our destruction. That's how you make a free slave. That's why Carter Woodson, who got sold, and I respect that Boulay brother, okay? I respect him because he had enough nerve to bust out his brethren, all of which come from the slave narrative in terms of creating free slaves. And what is a free slave? A free slave is somebody who thinks that they're educated when they understand that the very foundation of education is rooted in trivium, quadrivium, the three and the four, which adds up to seven, which makes you a spiritual being. That's why the number of the creator is the number seven. But there are many, many more things that's related to the three and the four, and that three and four is still celebrated in many African cultures today. The reason that people don't know about these things because they haven't taken the time out to do the research. The people that control you by hiring people that know you better than you know yourself.
Right.
It's about research and then development.
Now, I'm listening to you, and I know I want to kind of tie what you're talking about, beloved. The tragedy of what happened last night. Because if you remember, beloved, there were 13 victims.
Mm-hmm.
And going off of what you're talking about, whether we're relating it, and I want you to go a little deeper in Brother Chef Rob. Of course, you could control this, but I want to hear the brother go tie that in as to the 13 victims that were shot yesterday. And the brother just talked about the three and the four. We got 13 victims, and of course, one and three is four. But
that's
you got
correct.
13 victims. How do you relate that or correlate that to the science that you're dropping and the victims that dropped yesterday?
I think that if you understand what the four represents, quadrivium, that's the feminine principle. It represents the square, the 360 degrees of knowledge. And for those people who don't understand the 360 degrees, again, you will become and take on a destructive personification based on your ignorance. That's why I laid out to you that what happened in New York was no accident. That once the people learn that they come from gods and goddesses, the need to kill each other ceases automatically. It's not about economics. That's a way for people to coalesce. Once you get people to coalesce around a common theme, the other things will come naturally. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
So once you understand what the four really represents and that's the feminine principle, that also represents earth. Three represents heaven. Put heaven and earth together and you become a spiritual being. That's the male and the female. And so the people who control everything using the technology to make people act in a way that they don't even understand why they're doing what they're doing, they're very clear on the fact that they can control people using this numeric system, because the people that control the system are primarily Zionist Jews who heavy into numerology based on the tree or what they call Kabbalah. We got to understand all of these things.
I got a question, brother, and I agree with everything you say, everything that you said, and I read the Metanetta and all these books and so forth. So I'm going to speak from a position of the reality. When you consider yourself a god and you're being put out your house and you're being and you're hungry and your children are not getting a good education or decent education, not only because you're not teaching them, but the school system and where you are. I mean, it's a juxtaposition. I mean, most rational people at some point in their maturity will realize, whether they're taught or stumbled upon or at some quiet moment, the inner God in them. Okay, check that box off. Now, here we go. How do you get people to leverage that and survive and still be in their right mind?
This is how. Because the difference, because I read the next thing that you as well, and you got to understand the whole Hood-X foundation. Hood-X was already in existence before I read the Natural Natural. But after I read the Natural Natural, I had to restructure the entire format of Hood-X. And when you go into Hood-X, it's certain key elements you got to understand. Hood-X like Google for black people.
That's right.
If you go to Hood-X and you type something in and it's not there, you can go in there and put it yourself. And now I say that to say, you understand, I'm gonna tell you something real quick to try to paint a picture in your head so you understand what I'm saying. I got a limo, and my limo is completely, like when I bought it for $1,000, and the wiring was completely horrible. Like, I had to have somebody come through and completely rewire my whole limo. And the dude that did it, when he did it, it was unbelievable because it was so horrible. Like, my limo was horrible. But when he did it so cold, I had to step back and look at it and say, well, that's what we need to do. All our information coming from Google, we need to go and rewire all of that and put it on Hood-X. It's like, when I listen to Blog Talk Radio, it's like, I don't want to listen to Blog. It's like, why this shit ain't on Hood-X? Let me tell you this. My father was a Vietnam veteran. My mother was a Black Panther. I used to sit back every day as a child and grow up and listen to them argue in the crib over every philosophy, everything. We had preachers, all types of, every black preacher come through, every black philosopher, every black spiritual advisor, all of them came through at some point and was in our crib sharing their philosophy. And even as a child, I grew up listening to the most dynamic Fred Hampton mama, China Doll. That's the woman who was in the room when Fred Hampton got killed. She stayed in our crib for about 3 years after the whole incident went down. My mother
talking about Brenda Harris?
Yes, right. Her best friend, China Doll, she was there when the whole shit, they stayed in
my
crib.
That's my girl.
But listen to what I'm saying. Fred Hampton, grandmama, all I know these people. I grew up listening to this in my crib. So you got to understand, but even then, though, as a child, I realized something at an early age, that they had completely lost the youth, and that they had completely marginalized themselves from the youth. I learned that at an early age. I could see that in them, that none of them could see, that the youth didn't care about none of what they was talking about. And because they didn't know how to appeal it to the youth. And when you go into Hood X, it's like Google. This is what I'm saying. Everything on Google, you got to understand, somebody went in there and had to put it up there. So when say stuff like this, when you say stuff like, man, you got to learn 4 or 5 different philosophies. You got to learn the Kabbalah. You got to learn the next one, that's who. You got to learn the spirit. You got to learn the government. It's like, okay, once I learn all this stuff, where the hell am I going to put it? I still got to go put it on Facebook. I still got to go put it on Google. I still got to go put it on it back in the enemy head. We need our, that's what Hood, gee, you got to understand, when I read the whole Netu, it made me realize what I'm telling you right now. That's why Hood X was the very foundation. When you go to Umar's site, when you go to Polite's site, when you go to Yo's site, when you go to Dawah's site, when you go to anybody's site, don't none of them have it to a point except for AssadaShakur.com. That is the only website where you can go to besides HoodX.com, where you can go on there and put your own profile up there and post your own information, post your own blogs, and post your, that's the only site I've seen besides HoodX.com where you, we can go in there and build our own flow of information. So when I Google your name, you're supposed to come up on 10 different black sites or completely black-owned blogs. Yeah, when I Google Umar Johnson, what comes up is his Facebook profile, his YouTube profile. I don't see AssadaShakur.com. I don't see HoodX.com. I don't see BlackPanthers.com. I don't see none of these sites where you can go in there and put your own information. So I can sit back and entertain myself with as much knowledge as I want. But like you said, if I don't know how to go back in there and put it in action, if I don't know how to go back in and put my spin on, I can read as many books as I want. But if I don't ever pick up the pen and start writing like Tehudi under the number 2, if I don't ever grab that pen and start writing, my creative process is shot. The youth ain't going to care. I've marginalized myself. If I don't master the technology in a way where I can read certain shit and recycle it to HoodX.com, where everybody else, you can say, look, stop saying Google. You don't know when you say Google, you can easily just say, hey, go to AOL and look this up. Hey, go to Yahoo and look this up. Hey, go to Bing and look this up. Right, but everybody say Google because that's just become the word that everybody uses. But it's millions of search engines out there. But people use Google because subconsciously they didn't already hijack your mind through the holographic input. If you don't think Hood X, you say, okay, or you don't think Assata Shakur, man, go to Assata Shakur and look this up. Man, go to Hood X and look this up. Go to HoodX.com and look up the Netsu. Man, when you internalize the structure, man, when you see that all of these brothers that's running around, that's killing these youth, and you see the 13-year-old boy with his sag pants, with a gun on his hip, smoking on Kush, popping Molly, bumping Gucci, man, when you see him, and you know that subconsciously all these brothers is the same brother. It's the name of Sahu Avatar. That's what we call Sahu. Then you got Mason. You got the Mason Avatar. That's the brother who be riding around with the TVs in the car with the fake chain on, trying to hustle the weed. And you know what I'm saying? He a little bit older, but he's still moving through the matrix in a way like that's all the same brother. You got to understand. It looked like different brothers, but you got to understand from your point of view, you got to see them all as one person. That's Sahu.
That's right.
That's Mason. Then you got Delilah. Then you got Smith. Then you got – it's all one person. You gotta, that's how the program works to the white folks. That's how the real scientists, the synthetic white man who be sitting up in the lab making these programs, they don't see us as separate people. They just see, okay, I'm going to target this toward this one type of person. I'm going to target this type of campaign toward this one type of person. I'm going to target this campaign toward this type of – it's just one person. They don't see it as, like, separate.
That's why they call him the architect.
Now, with that,
that's
if I
they call him the architect.
It's all one person. You got to understand, all of that is geared towards just one person. And you got to see it as one person. You got to see Sahu when you know that Sahu, that's Sahu. That's not him. That's not Sean. That's not James. That's Sahu. That's a program. That's what you're looking at. That's when you see Mason, you got to know that's Mason. That's not Sean. That's not Dave. Nigga, that's Mason. When you look at your mama and you see Delilah in her, or you see Jezebel in her, you got to know that that's Delilah. That's not your mama. That's not your sister. That's a program. And when you address them like they a program and you speak, you are, what happens is you become knowledge and motion. It's like poetry in motion. Your shit, like, when you go through some bullshit, like you got to say, yesterday I was in a junkyard for 4.5 hours trying to pull a part off a car to go put in my limo. But as soon as I got out there, it started pouring raining on me. It was pouring fucking raining. But it didn't even start. It was a beautiful day. And so right when I got out there in the junkyard, a big-ass cloud came on and started pouring rain while I'm trying to take this part off a car. Now, I got a choice at that point. How do I want to see this?
Do I want to see this as a challenge in my movie, or do I want to see this as something that's going, man, this is a bullshit. Every time I try to get my life together, this is fucking rain. That's what niggas typically going through. But you got to understand, I'm pulling this part so I can go put it in a limo. I'm not pulling this part so I'm going to put it in a hoopty. So it's like I could be a spoiled-ass motherfucker. I could be thankful for what I got, or I could be a little brat-ass motherfucker and choose to see it myself. But at the end of the day, I got to go into the self. I can't
and understand
out
that,
into the world.
And understand the rewiring of your limo is the same process that has to take place in rewiring your brain, because the motor, again, is a synthetic version of your brain. It works in exactly the same way.
That's why I'm going to play devil's advocate, beloved, because I agree 100% with what y'all saying. You know I do. You know I do.
Yes, sir.
But I want to play 100, play devil's advocate right quick. What about the brother who say,
don't advocate for the devil, but that's why I pointed out that I did the thing in 1995. That's why I pointed out I did the thing in 1995, talking about the youth becoming super brains, and that the people in positions of power and authority understood it. So it became necessary for them to entrap the thinking of the young people to basically set them up for annihilation by the year 2045, which is called the singularity.
But now what do we say, again, what do we say to that brother? Because, again, you know I'm in 100% accord with what you two brothers saying. That's why I'm sitting back listening, like, 100% right on. But now what about that brother who say, man, I don't want to hear this shit, man. I'm starving, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You know what
I
you do?
I got to feed my goddamn family.
You know what
you
do?
I such and such, man. I ain't got time to hear that shit about
you know what you do?
Two threes, nigga. I need a G to feed my
you
goddamn
know what you
family.
Do?
So how do we
you,
how do
you
we
move
that
on to the next brother that's more open to what you got to say. And as you begin to build in terms of enlightenment, light has a way of shining on anybody within its distance. You follow what I'm saying? And so eventually, that same brother, when he see all that light in terms of other brothers around you, listening to the things you got to say, is going to lend you his ear, because nobody wants not to know. It's the nature of humanity to want to know. Don't ever lose that. Nobody
hold on, let me
fool.
Say this also. Let me say this, Chef Rob. It's also, and when you go here, you come across, and believe me, that one who said all that shit in the beginning, a lot of times you plant the seed. He may not get it right then, she may not get it right then, but eventually they get it, a lot of people.
Right, it's planting the seed. You're planting the seed.
Definitely has been planted.
Exactly.
Because time,
is, when
time.
You when you
the movement
when you
in the cosmos
seed.
Dictates all movement on the planet. Everything that's going on off the planet is dictating what happens on the planet, not vice versa.
Right.
That's why our people were adept at understanding above and below, because they understood that everything on this planet, you can go off of it and see the beginning of it. And that's a fact. And we've kind of laid out some of those things over the years to show people that your DNA is in the cosmos.
This is why they say we are universal.
Star children.
Yes, sir.
That's what you are.
Yes, sir.
And so the other people who control our form of reality got us thinking that the only way you can become a star is they dictate the terms of stardom.
Right.
And so they'll give you people who are personalities, okay, who don't have your best interests. But they know that based on your conditioning, you will respond to the personality, and that's what we got to guard against. It's not about personality. It's about what's the content of the person. What is he bringing to the table?
Yeah. That was, hold on. Let me say something real quick. I just seen this in a scientific presentation the other day, and they were breaking down. When you're looking at something, like, if you're looking at a chair, if you're looking at a table, is there somebody snoring or somebody? Am I hearing something? Like, I thought it was static at first, but it's not like somebody snoring. But whatever. So when you look at something,
like
you look at a chair, you look at a table. Yeah, you might have took an X pill. But when you look at a table, you look at a chair, you look at a house, you look at something that's not human, that's not have a personality, what happens is that what you're looking at goes directly to the back of your visual cortex, which means it basically has no effect on your mind. So, but when you look at people, you look at human emotion, but they don't make it to the back of the visual cortex, it stops and it starts creating dopamine
in your mind. So the you start tweaking up the dopamine. Now, this is the thing. Black people are naturally more sensitive. We are naturally more in tune with the spiritual world. So we experience a higher level of dopamine than a white person may trigger. So because we've experienced more pain, because we've experienced more pleasure, we need more dopamine in order to give us the kick or give us the thrill or whatever it is we're looking for. That's why a lot of us fall into addictive personalities, because if you started at an early age receiving a lot of pain or a lot of pleasure at an early age, naturally on in life, you're going to need more and more and more of that in order to get your kick. So when you look at people, the dopamine starts to kick in. When you look at contagious personality, the dopamine starts to kick in. And you start tweaking. So what the real scientists have done, they've been having a way to get it. So if a nigga look at some Jordans, it's gonna start creating dopamine in your head. The shit that, or you look at a big ass house like MTV Cribs,
that's right,
it's gonna start creating dopamine in your head. But you look at a person or some personality, it may not. Right, you're going to get the high off of, right, because you can control the subconscious. If you can control the subconscious and say, okay, create dopamine in this person's head with inanimate objects, then, of course, then you can throw all type of distractions out to the hood every day. You can throw Newports, you can throw shoes, you can throw juice, you can throw water, you can throw pops, you can throw whatever, because these inanimate objects is creating dopamine in people's heads. Whereas,
brother, I hope you're in your 20s or 30s, man, because that will give me a little more hope for the young people, the future. I hope you're in your 20s or 30s.
I'm 34.
Okay, good.
So I'm about halfway there. Right, I'm at the number you're talking about, which brings it back to the whole shit full circle.
Yes,
the dopamine, it's just the same thing. When you look at a woman, when a man look at a man, it don't create no dopamine. It goes straight to the back of your visual cortex. Or it may actually stop and create a little dopamine. When a man look at a man, you can relate to the internal process. When you look at a woman, when a man look at a woman, most dopamine get created because you don't start internalizing the feeling. You start thinking about when you've seen another woman. Like, you may think about your mom, you may think about your sister. Like, whatever emotion that the female going through at that time, you'll relate it outside of yourself. You can't actually internalize a lot on female, visualization, because it's you're a man. So, like, it creates like a fog in your head or like a level of mist in your head. It's called
dopamine. Stimulus is different.
So, right, exactly. But now they've taken that and put it in inanimate objects. You can put that in a flat screen TV. When you got a flat screen TV glowing bright as hell sitting 10 inches away from your face, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that's coming through the phone or the stuff that's coming through the TV is creating dopamine in your head. So subconsciously, they can put whatever they want up there. So you become you literally become the program. So
but you know what's good?
When you go back to the original mind, the next one, the beginning of the thought, the beginning of the knowledge,
right,
like you said, we go all the way back to the beginning and see how I kick. It's a lot harder for you to fall into that because you understand,
right,
you appreciate the original knowledge. You understand, like, man, that's some bullshit, man. We make the sun come up. We control the weather. Like, this shit is coming through the TV. Like, it's synthetic. That's not the real shit.
That's right.
They know how to – it's like candy. They know how to put the right soundtrack behind it, the right characters, the right people, and the right smug on the face to get that dope start running through people's head. To the point where we sit back and we listen to real consciousness, this is my major point, is when we sit back and listen to real consciousness, we get the same feeling of entertainment. So it's like when people listen to the stuff that we're talking about, it feels the same thing. It's just entertainment. It's like, okay, where do you go with this? Are you just trying to entertain people, or are you actually trying to put this in motion? My whole...
Right, it will come over a period of time. It's like, how do you get the brother to understand that what he's learning is going to benefit him?
Right.
As he becomes enlightened, he'll come and tell you. You don't have to go and ask him how has it benefited him, because he will begin to glow. I'm telling you from experience. This is from one of the old school brothers who don't make no compromises on African history nor the powers endowed within it. I don't compromise with anybody, and as such, I'm an outsider, and I can assure you, brother, I've had young brothers ask me, man, how come you ain't never been initiated? Because I tried to take the history beyond what's already been taught. I don't want to regurgitate the dynasty. There are good brothers out there who do that extremely well. I tried to go beyond that because it's our mission to take the history beyond the elders who got it this far. Not to continue to regurgitate what's already there, because this is the most important thing I'm going to say tonight. The brain exists in a state of chaos. And it can be rewired. It can be reordered based on the level of light that it is fed.
Correct. Well, this is shit. Let me go back to what Fuquan, the original question you had asked. You said, what do you do with this, brother? I'm going to tell you.
You hear that brother snoring?
Yeah, yeah, hold on.
Listen, this is my point. Is that, like, if you go to Google.com, type in the Mason avatar, what's going to come up is exactly what you just saying. It's like Mason can't even sit through these type of conversations. Mason will fall dead asleep, or he'll start doing exactly what you said. Man, I'm trying to get some money, man. You're going to look at him and see Mason. You're going to know, okay, that's Mason. Like, you and he already has a certain set of personality traits that go along with that. Just go to Google, type in the Mason avatar and read it. And it said right in there, Mason can't sit through no higher conversation. He's going to fall asleep. Or he's going to start tweaking. He's going to jump up. He's going to start talking about money. It's Google the Mason avatar. It's there. It adds on. That's what I'm saying. Right. When you already got the diagnosis, when you know what it is, you ain't got to worry. Like you said, you only got to learn it once. Like the queen said, she said, you only got to learn something once. So when I tell you, that's Mason, you ain't got to learn that no more. So now you know what that is. You say, okay, now what? You see what I'm saying? That part of your brain then fills.
Why don't you put that piece, because I actually went on your site and looked through all the various levels of what you have on there, man. That's beautiful. Why don't you give that
to
the people, man?
Hold on, let me say this. We're not in overtime, so if anybody else, I muted a lot of people, so if you want to say something, press 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you back in.
That was brilliant. The dude was, Mason was knocked out. And that's what happened with Mason. You got to say, I go through cyphers. I sit through 20 cyphers a week, dog. And I see people falling asleep all the time. Like, you see what I'm saying? It ain't nothing new to me. That's why, okay, they're going to Mason. But I don't trip. Like,
brother, young brother, tell them what the cipher is. Let the people know what the cipher is.
The cipher is the beginning. That's the beginning. That's where the thought gets created. But that's the thought before the thought. The cipher is the thought before the thought.
Give them the symbology.
That's the zero. The zero, right. Well, the zero is the fool in tarot, which is the zero, which is the thought before the thought.
He's the most important card in the tarot, because he can exist at the beginning or the end.
Right. That's the thought before the thought. That's what you say. What do you want me to what thought do you want me to make? So that's what we say with the cipher. But if you walk away from the cipher without a thought, that's why it's so essential that every cipher conclude with something that put it in action. Well, it's not
that's
an
right.
entertainment. And that's why I'm saying, like, a lot of times it just be straight entertainment. It'd be like, man, okay, well, how do we take action? You see what I'm saying? It's like, well, okay, but Hood X is already foundational. Right, but the whole point of me asking that question, I wouldn't ask no question unless I already had the answer. So the answer is, that's what I'm telling you, I already made the foundation. That's Hood X. All you got to do is go in there and put the information up there. You trying to start this type of movement, go in there and put it up there. And what's going to happen, like you say, the people who naturally going to gravitate toward it is going to naturally gravitate toward it, and the people who ain't going to separate themselves from it.
And you learn over a period of time that you learn to incorporate the social system that you exist in. You learn how to incorporate that because that's where the people are. So you learn how to incorporate that in your process of teaching.
That is the very foundation.
You begin to use entertainment to teach the people. I do it every 2 weeks and have been doing it for 30 years free of charge because my people are more important than any amount of money to me. Any.
The money going to come regardless. If you look at WWF, you got all them egos. You got champions. You got losers. You got Dean is on. Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I thought I got cut. Yeah. Dean is on live. Keep in mind, it's on live TV. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you got the working out. You got drugs. You see what I'm saying? But they have a system that allows us to sit back and say, man, how the hell do they do that?
That's right.
Like all of that control chaos. You got to understand, at the end of the day, they understand, man, it's all entertainment. If you're watching a wrestling match and they booing, then it's good. If they cheering, then it's good. But if it's silent, then you got a problem.
That's bad.
You see what
I'm
saying?
Right.
It's like, right. So you got to create a reaction. You got to make it in motion. And it's like the same thing in the conscious community, man. A lot of times we sit back, and you say under the mental masturbation, like, we just sit back. And like, but in a cipher, it's supposed to be like, that's right. We're supposed to hold each other down. Like, you see what I'm saying? But the cipher, they didn't completely, the rap shit fucked up the nature of the cipher when they started giving rappers the money for the, because like, people used to collaborate. The nature of the cipher, man, the cipher itself was to say, okay, what do you want to do? When all those people come sit at the table. But it wasn't no mental master. It was like, okay, well, I need you to do this. I need you to talk to your people out in L.A. I need you to get some people to do this. And, okay, what's your – but in wrestling, they got a company called promos.
Like, a lot of times, like, you see Hulk Hogan jump on the camera, and he'd be like, I'm going to kill him next week at SummerSlam, da, 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 da. All of that shit you see coming through the TV that's free, like WWF Raw, Monday Night Raw, SummerSlam, all that bullshit.
Right.
All that shit is made just to sell the fucking pay-per-view ticket, which is WrestleMania or like SummerSlam. All of that shit is geared just to sell the ticket. All that
that's
shit you're watching
right.
is free. All of it don't matter. That's why they don't care. They'll put out anything just to sell that damn ticket. They'll have people dress up like females. They'll have motherfuckers drinking beer, cussing. Right? They even had a team called the Nation of Domination. That was when Rock actually was in the team called the Nation of Domination. That was, they were supposed to be like the Nation of Islam of wrestling. Like, they had their whole little stance on white people and all of that. Like, and they were selling it. But and if you look at The Rock today, The Rock, if you go back and research The Rock came from that. That was in his essence.
Yeah.
You know, that was part
yeah.
of his gimmick. That, he, and he
yeah.
sold it. And it, that's what I'm
Obama.
Saying. It's been done. And
that's
he,
Obama.
And he, and to,
yes,
you say?
That's Obama.
Yes,
that was the
yes,
that was the conditioning for Obama.
Uh-huh.
That was
mean?
The whole move towards multiculturalism. Towards a new category of black people who came from white and black, and they began to promote
the entire
thing in the 80s. They have a new category to mark in terms of what was your ethnicity, right? When you went and did anything, you can, if you had a white mama and a black daddy, you could mark multiracial.
Right.
As opposed to black.
But they're putting people in groups. They constantly got to put you in a group.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somehow, some way. So, you know, but the way when I said how they control all of that, man, like, they don't care. They set their egos aside because, like I say, if the crowd ain't making no noise, then what you're doing is pointless. Like, you can have a perfect idea. You can think you had the rawest gimmick in the world, but if you go out there and they're not even booing you, it's like if you do something bogus and it's like to the point where you get a boo, then it's like, okay, yeah, we can work with that. But if you go out there and do something and you don't get nothing, it's just quiet as hell. It's just like sometimes you may go put a post on Facebook and you don't get no hits. Don't nobody like it. Don't know. You're like, man, this is one of the really important articles I just put on my page. Then nobody like it. Then nobody even look at it. Then nobody even do nothing. Then that's when you know you got a problem. And that happens all through communities. That's the nature of the community that nobody talk about. It's like, man, you go put some information out there. Don't nobody click like. Don't nobody comment. Don't you know nothing. You're like, man. Did you not just, that's why it's so important that you need a system of people who support everything that you put out. It's like, that's your publishing team. It's like, if I put this out, y'all, I need y'all 10 people to go run with it. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, if you don't have it, if you don't have that, then it don't matter what you putting out there, man. You on your own. You out there butt-ass naked. It's like Malcolm said, you in the middle of the ocean, you can't swim, but you worried about the people in the tub who can't. It's like, you out there on your own. It's like, you butt-ass naked.
It's like
we all black, we all right, but you can separate it through mutilation. You can separate the mind through mutilation, man. Like, you cut the body up into 13 pieces. You got to remember that they had to mutilate it first. They didn't just send it out there. They had to mutilate it first because they knew even if the body do come back together, it's still going to be mutilated. They didn't just cut the body up and put it out there. They had to mutilate it. So when we all come back together, that's when you see the Nation of Islam with the Black Panthers next to the Kemetics, next to these brothers, next to these sisters. What you experience is mutilation. You start seeing all these ideas start throwing around the room. Next, you know, people start arguing. Next, you know, it look like WWF. It look like some entertainment. And you be like,
you know
why
what,
is
brother?
That? Because what you experience is mutilation.
Years ago,
but you don't have to learn that no more.
Years ago, the cipher used to be writ large in the breakdancing community. Whoever occupied that point in the circle was called the cipher. That particular construct was moved into the matrix. Now, keep in mind that the cipher is really the symbol of the creator because the penis is a cipher. If you look at it geometrically, that's the importance of the sacred geometry, understanding that the value of numbers exists in symbols as well as numeric value, and that the nine archetypes, numbers 1 through 9, each representing one of the, I hate to call them gods, let's call them vibratory forces, okay?
We call them the avatars and the deities, but go, that's cool.
Not a problem, brother. But each one of those represented one of those numbers, but each one of those numbers represented symbology. And that's what's important to understand, because symbols rule. They rule. And that's why the nature of pi
which is I find this fascinating, brother.
The
nature of pi is never ending. And what that says is you have the capacity to think without ending, which means you have the power to create without ending. And that's why the eye of a rule has no ending in terms of its capacity to absorb light and light to every major organ in the body based on its need. So all of these things are part and parcel, as you said earlier, brother, of all of us being connected, and that we must understand that the reason that they focus on that is because they've been studying us more than we've been studying us, and that they understand that these 12 so-called disciples don't exist outside of us. Those are the 12 melanated centers that exist in your brain, the spiritual centers in your brain, and that's why they're putting all the young people on SSRIs, which leads to haphazard killing out here because we don't understand the history of the people that's doing the killing. But if you go back and look, you'll find that in the 70s, many of these young people were given SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that basically deals with not just your mental faculties and your nervous system, but also regulates the spiritual centers in your brain.
If you can cut this off right now and go cut on a Jay-Z video, you know, like when you go to church and you be on the radio, you get in the car and cut on V103, or you cut on, you know, the rap station as soon as you leave about the church. That's how I kind of naturally start to play out, man. Your subconscious is taken back over. Like, you can leave the church, even like my grandmama who leave the church, like, you know, my auntie, she go to church. You know, I got my own opinions about the church. I don't share them with her. I respect her just for trying to stay spiritual. You know what I'm saying? So she go, I understand too that that's also a contradiction too, that, you know, the decisions that my family make naturally causes me sometimes to go against my family and stuff like that. So, like, a lot of times you got to learn to accept, which is what we call the acceptance of the chaos. We learn to accept the other ways of our family and stuff like that. So we, you know, because we got to balance it out ourselves. So when my auntie leave the church, a lot of times she goes to church out west. So, like, when you walk about the church, man, you got the liquor store right next door. You got the cash station place right across the street. You got the bums. You got four bums following you with your hand out. You feel what I'm watching my auntie come about the church. And I'm seeing the bums right up on her. Like, let me get the dope for you, Lilo. And she already like, oh, get away from me, nigga. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, just that quick, the church gone. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And she is just that quick. She can't even get to her car. You feel what I'm saying? And ride around and, yeah, I feel good. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Then you got folks, you got, as soon as you walk out, seeing, you know, Lil Wayne drive down the street talking about bitches blowing bubbles out of pussy and shit. Like, you feel what I'm saying? She walking about the street and Lil Wayne going down the street talking about the bitch he fucked last night. You feel what I'm saying? She trying to get to the car and cut on the gospel station and stay in the high and stay into the highly into the high. Like you say, we got to get to a higher self state. You said a higher frequency, for lack of a better word. I ain't the word you use, but you use a better term better than I did.
That's all right. That works.
As soon as you get to that higher frequency, man, as soon as you get outside, you run into goddamn Gucci man talking about he just moved 10 bricks. So you're like, okay, how do I stay in this higher vibration? That's what you said, a higher vibration. How do I stay in this higher vibration when I got every other car moving me back down to the lower vibration? That's why you got to go deeper into the self. It's like when you say, okay, how do, right, but if you ain't never actually applied it, like, you kick it like this, you got to step up. It's like, it's deeper than the church. It's deeper than politics. It's deeper than, you know, it's all in, you say, the symbols. The symbols are ruled by the subconscious. So the people, it's like you were talking about natural selection. When the queen was talking about natural selection, what the enemy knows is that I can subconsciously make you choose, though. If I can control your natural selection, then you're no longer naturally selected. Like, I can control your selection. I can make you pick. Like, I say, okay, pick the red card or pick the blue card. I can force you to pick the red one. You feel what I'm saying? Through the ELF towers, like you was saying, with the dude with the gun. So if you don't go to, like, if they start hitting me with the elf frequencies right now, I'm going to know that those are the elf frequencies. That's the difference. I done went deep into the self.
That's
you feel what I'm saying? I get hit with the elf signal right now. I'm be like, man, they try, okay, Devo Smith's trying to hit me with the signal. I'm going to know. So you feel what I'm saying? I can go online and send a signal out to my people, like, okay, I got with this hit with this elf frequency today. They trying to send this program out, trying to get me to do woo-woo or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't never had to go that far into it, but I know people that have. I got people on hoodx.com
that write like this every day. Like, I be getting emails and stuff all the time. People like, okay, today they hit me with this kind of signal, and they told me to go do this, 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 this. And I be like, damn, that's crazy, because my nigga up the street was just saying that the same thing, that they was trying to get him to go do the same thing. He was like, okay, cool, I know I ain't tweaking. You see what I'm saying?
And
I
got a question.
Let me say this real quick, because this is extremely germane. It ain't going to take but 10 seconds. If y'all remember, 2 weeks ago, there was a young white boy in Atlanta, Georgia. He was gunned down, right? Had all kind of guns, getting ready to go into this black school and do mass shooting. Y'all remember?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, yep. Now, what stopped him? The goddess, the black woman, talked to him. He said one thing to her. She said, this is all he said. You know what he said to her? I forgot to take my meds.
Right. Set knows that
that's why he was given the power to rule them that way, man, because Set knows that our set going to slip in any 9 years. You can't just put out some bullshit. It's got to have some hope. Like, you can't just put out, like, that's why, like, no matter what program you are, when wrestlers start getting bad as hell, like, Disney stepped in, like, man, y'all got to put in some kind of hope. Y'all getting too trashy with it. It's like, they can only go so far. They can only put out so many movies with no hope. Like, eventually, our set going to slip in and then send in the right signal. It's like, they'll put it right in front of you, but it's like, only certain people going to pick up on the frequency. Set notice. So it's like,
I got to say this, brother. I got to say this. Go to Truth to Power. We dissected the latest Superman movie, The Man of Steel. Well, we pointed out the Man of Steel is really the mistress of speech, the first black god on the planet, being a black woman. And all the old artifacts point to that fact, that the first god on the planet is in fact, Arset. She was worshipped in almost every single culture. Three out of every four artifacts is dealing with her.
Right.
And that Superman movie from beginning to end, including
the white man fans on it, but they'll, just like they did in The Matrix, they'll put, just like Will Smith was supposed to play Neo in The Matrix, but they'll put the white boy, but you gotta understand Will Smith, his name Will Smith. So due to the Will of Smith, they didn't let you see the black man face as Neo with another black man putting another black man onto the Matrix. You didn't get to see that due to the Will of Smith, and his name is Will Smith. So that's the poetic justice behind the whole shit. Now the when you say Arset was the original, you understand Arset was the original god. That's you. That's still not outside of the self. So when I say Arset will slip in and sit the signal, what happened is that. No, it's really you. Like, you, the through synchronicity, you line yourself up, and all of a sudden, a perfect signal will come through at the right time. You're like, damn. Like, it'd be some shit going on right in your life. Like, God will put it right there in front of you, and then you got to make a choice. But, like I say, through natural, if they can control your choice and natural selection, then you go 9 out of 10, you'll make the wrong choice. But Arset, every 9 in, Arset will slip in, and she'll put the signal.
That's right.
You know, no matter how long you hit, Arset will always, because she's a part of it. She in it, but she not of it. She in the Matrix, but she not of it. So it's just like us, we in the Matrix, but we not of it.
Hold on a minute. Let me ask you a question. Listen to what the conversation been about. Check this out. I want to ask you a question. You know, looking at what happened last night. Okay. You think anybody can chime in on this? Last night, would that be a good recruitment tool to use? For positive or negative, and how could you go
get implemented? What happened last night? Which part? Wait, hold on. Which part you mean the last night?
The shooting. The shooting, and then they'll go ahead and say that baby getting shot in the face.
What was your question? You saying could that be used as a platform? Is that what you saying?
As a platform, yeah. Because I see it like this. You can also be used as a platform for retaliation, and retaliating against who? But also to go ahead as a platform to go ahead and to use is go ahead to protect ourselves. So
understanding mathematics, Brother Ron, you cannot have positive without negative.
Mm-hmm. That negative situation, go ahead and be used. We can turn that into a positive and go ahead and do something with that.
Every hero needs a villain. So you got to understand. But if you try to build a platform, this is shit, man. Like, you can't build a platform off of darkness, because, like, there's no justice. It's like, even if you see bloodshed, you still won't get the justice you're looking for, because the foundation was built off of blackness. It's like,
okay, hold on.
It's like,
so which one of these shootings should we go ahead and look at the ways to go ahead to build a platform to go ahead and protect
ourselves? That's not the platform. That can't be the platform.
So which one should we use?
The platform, look, I'm going to tell you like this, man. You got to make Sahu look at himself in the mirror. You got to paint a picture of Sahu to the point where it looks like a cartoon. That's why Boondocks is so genius, because it taps directly into the sub. When you watch Boondocks, it's like they tap directly into the subconscious of black folks. It's like they know how to make you look like a cartoon. And that's the only way you really step back and look at yourself like, damn, I'm a goddamn cartoon. And it ain't until we understand the subconscious of Sahu that we will be able to really diagnose the problem. Because, like, you understand, Sahu gone off X pills, Kush, all of the spiritual shit you're talking about, you got to understand.
Okay, they got shields, they got mollies, they got pills,
they got liquor, they got kush, all that to completely block the whole, it's going to calcify the pineal gland. So it's like you got to literally chisel away like 15 years of coal before you're going to get to that dying. Like, I'm going to tell you like this, man. My father died of cancer just on October 5th of last year. And when he died, this is the strongest man I ever knew in my life. Like, you, this dude was 6'7", big, 300-pound black man, the biggest nigga you ever seen in your life. I was terrified of this nigga my whole life.
Now, you sound like you love him, man.
I did. I love the shit out of my father. But you got to understand what happened. When he died, the cancer tumor that he had called prostate cancer is another thing to kill, you know, more black folks than anything other than women and abortion. But he had colon cancer. He had gotten to a point, we were telling him, you got to eat vegetables. You got to get up, start eating green shit. Stop eating this bullshit. Start eating more green shit. He was like, right, okay, I'm going to do it. But every time he would say, man, bring me some ice cream, man. Bring me some cookies. Bring me some cake. It was like when it came down for him to make the decision, he couldn't, because that tumor had completely taken over his. But it's the biggest, the strongest man I ever knew in my life. This is the dude that taught me to think the way I'm thinking. But when it came down to it, when he had that tumor sitting up in him, I seen it. It had completely taken over his thoughts. He was like, man, go give me some ice cream. I can't. It was the tumor saying, feed me. And it was like, you put some vegetables in front of him, he literally was like, man, I can't eat it. Like, he would start throwing it up and everything, because, like, it had gotten physical. Like, the matrix had literally grown inside of him, and it was physical. It was like, motherfuckers, like, man, it's a whole community of people addicted to masturbating on porn that don't even talk about it, because they literally cannot control themselves.
That's my point.
And
we're constantly consumed by those things that's going ahead and hurting us. So how do we go ahead and deal with those things that's going ahead? Those
you
deal
when you talk about it, with, because that's why Hood X. That's why Hood X is so cool, because
you go
into the
subconscious.
When you talk,
hold on a minute. See, because we're bombarded with all that nonsense that's blinding us from reality. So what do you think is be the best way to go ahead and deal with those situations, deal with all
Hood
that
X,
stuff, so we can handle the situations and the conditions in the community?
Brother just gave
like
you
stuff,
the answer, Rob.
To prevent what happened last night, to bring people on board to go ahead and pull their head out their ass.
He just gave you the answer. You have to chip away at it.
Okay,
there is no miracle cure, and you must accept
people
where they are.
I get that. So what would be the first thing you want to chip away at?
The Sahu. I'm trying to tell you, Sahu. When you understand, Sahu, you got to look at a 13 man. Really stop and look at a 13-year-old boy. Ask yourself, what is he going through right now? Where is all
That's
the 13-year-old boys at right now? Think about what the hell. You Saturday night, it's about 11, 12 o'clock. You're going to call a 13, 14-year-old boy. They're either watching some crazy shit on TV, looking at some shit on their phone, smoking some kush, popping some pills right now. Looking at shit on
That's
Facebook,
right.
going through YouTube videos, trying to holler at some bitch right now as we talking. They have no interest in what we talking about right now, none whatsoever. So the more
That's
you
right.
understand
you get that
where
interest.
They
That's
at
what
right
you
now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is what you got to the nature of the what you're saying. The true leadership comes from not judgment, but from understanding and talking in a way that they can relate. It's like you got to cater
right.
to them. You got to know what Kush is. You got to know what Molly is. Now you got to know. You know what I'm saying? You know who Umar Johnson is, right? But you may not know who Gucci Man is. You may not know that they rule the subconscious. These motherfuckers rule in their subconscious. They riding around smoking. You got Gucci Man riding around in your subconscious all day on chrome blowing Kush with four chicks up in the car. You gonna be thinking about that? You ain't trying to think about. Guy walking around with an apron on trying to build a pyramid and working. You ain't trying to think about that. You trying to be in the car with Gucci Man and Snoop going cook. You ain't trying to think about building your own pyramid.
So what you got to do is you got to jump in the car with him for a little bit. You got to ride with him for a little bit.
That's
and don't say shit. It's like, okay, let's swing around the corner and go check out this pyramid real quick so I can show you something. That's what Clarence 13X and them was doing. Like, he's Clarence, that's why they called him a hypocrite sometimes, because he said that smoke a square with him. He said that smoke a little weed with him. You see what I'm saying? He said that kick the bobos with him. But when it was over, when he walked away, they acknowledged him as God. It was like, man, that's God.
Right.
That's why he was able to inspire the whole hip hop culture. He told them back then, he was like, man, in about 20 years from now, y'all gonna be able to go stand in the park and y'all gonna be spitting in rhymes and riddles and you gonna see white folks showing up cutting y'all all kind of checks. He told them back then in the 60s, he was like, man, wait till the 80s come. Y'all gonna be standing out in the park just talking and white folks gonna be coming and cutting y'all checks and y'all gonna be the gods. Y'all gonna be on TV sharing the information. And it came. And that's when KRS-One and all of the original hip hop, the African Bambaataa and the Zulu Nation, all of them, they start stepping up to the plate and they started kicking the science. Right, right. That's how he was able to spawn the culture. That was the only culture. You got to understand, the only culture that came from the whole shit was what Clarence 13X predicted 20 years before it came. And that was the 5% Nation. They was the gods. They was the ones that resurrected the culture. But look what they
came.
Okay,
but here's another question for you. So who was doing that today? Who's going ahead and getting in the car ride when a smoking car Kush,
talking to
popping mollies and
you're
putting
talking
in the
to
old
talking to
him.
You talking
to
him. You talking to him. You talking to him. This is what I do. I sit through 20 ciphers a day. I sit through 20, 30 ciphers a day, dog. You gotta. This is like my fourth cipher today. Like, I go through this. Since a child. My mama was a Black Panther. China Doll stayed in my crib. But, this is why I sit back and I get sick of listening to entertainment, man, because it's like, why ain't this shit on HoodX, man? Why is this shit on Google? But I go through Google all day and I look at all of this shit. I'm like, why ain't this shit on HoodX, man? Why do I walk around talking about HoodX all day, but motherfuckers still make the subconscious decision to go jerk off and not look at porn? Because it's like, motherfuckers can't think, motherfuckers' minds is gone. It's like, why ain't this shit on HoodX? Why are you talking about Google, but you're not talking about HoodX? Why are you talking about Blog Talk Radio, but you're not talking about HoodX? I sat back since a child and watched China. You talking to a nigga soul right now, G. When I sat back, I watched China Doll come in my crib with bloody clothes, bleeding. When they blew Fred Hampton's brains off December 4th, 1969. I seen the bloody matches when they brought it to Dusabo Museum and we walked up in there. My mama sat us down and made us look at that shit for about 3 hours. We couldn't even leave. Motherfuckers was coming in looking at the exhibit. My mama sitting there smoking square after square, just staring at that mattress, crying, not even knowing. And we watching people, white folks coming in, looking at it like it's a goddamn zoo exhibit. And they're like, oh, wow, that's interesting. And we sitting there, my mama crying. And I'm sitting there like, mama, why the fuck is we sitting there? Why the fuck is we sitting there for 3 hours watching all these people come in, looking at you like, cuz, you going to know. Because one day you're going to get up and spit some shit like the shit I'm speaking to you right now. That's why.
And I know her as Mbwaji. She was with me for over 10 years.
She the one with her fist up in the air with a pistol in her head. She was the only. I was the only one in there. Listen to what she told me. She said I was the only one in there with a pistol. Well, nobody else in there even with a pistol. And when I put my hand behind that pistol on her head, I was the only one in the room with a pistol. So just you can't tell me that what I'm saying ain't destined to come to what I'm trying to tell you. Nigga, HoodX is the answer. And if you don't listen to what I'm trying to tell you, you're going to talk about mutilation. My mama was the skinniest. China Doll is the only woman that was more tiny than my mama because they didn't eat none of that bullshit. They grew up. My mama created the food stamp program. They was the ones who created this shit when they was back then.
Yes,
man, your son ain't going to get the right education unless he's sitting up in the classroom with the right food. And they was kicking that shit to the government. And what someone trying to feel? Fred Hampton put out a motherfucking pistol and put that shit up on the table. Like, nigga, you going to cut this motherfucking food stamp. I don't give a fuck what you say. Put the gun up on the table like, nigga, right, fuck that shit. You gonna cut this shit for the kids. Now, a week later, they was all up in the schools with the cameras putting that shit on TV. Talking about, yeah, the Black Panther food program. They put a gun on the table to make that shit happen. That's why you got linked to this shit. My mama cooked the first meal. My mama cooked the first goddamn meal for them kids. She was the one that did it. She was in the kitchen cooking the goddamn food for them kids.
And Brother Rob,
I beat this shit.
Yeah,
check this. What we are talking about now.
That's in motion, dog. That's
yes,
in
sir.
Motion. That ain't no philosophy. That ain't no entertainment. When
that's
you in
right.
the goddamn kitchen, cooking the goddamn food, putting the paper plates on the table, that's in motion. That ain't no goddamn entertainment. I learned this at an early age, dog. I learned this. You see what I'm saying? Growing up, listening, I learned this shit at an early age. So it's hard for me to sit through a lot of the shit I've been sitting through for the past 34 years because I see that the shit ain't in motion. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's like WWF. You got pundits. You got motherfuckers talking. But at the end of the day, they all going home jerking off to porn.
and they're not telling you that they can't control their thoughts. They're not telling you that they got that they on Facebook and can't control, can't get off Facebook, can't get off the internet, can't get off the HGTV, motherfuckers can't get off the spiritual lick, can't get off the power, can't have a normal conversation and go kick it with a 13-year-old kid without judging them, without having a thing to say about what he's eating. Can't even sit there next to a 13-year-old boy or girl without criticizing him and judging him and telling him what he should or shouldn't be. You can't even sit there for 10 minutes. You didn't already told this motherfucker what's wrong with him. That's problem.
Right.
We didn't marginalize ourselves from the youth, and we need to go into the self. You got to stop looking at Sahul and stop looking at him like that's not you, nigga. That's you. That's you, and you got to understand how he think, and that's the only way. That's the first. That's the only way you're going to be able to make him look at himself like, damn, I'm doing this shit all wrong. How you going to tell Sahul to follow you and you ain't cooler than Sahul? Sahul is cool as shit everywhere he go, people calling him. He got people your age calling him looking for dope. How the fuck you going to tell him to follow you? He looking at you like you just is not a client. He don't give a fuck what you think. Nigga, I got niggas older than you calling me trying to get dope. What the fuck is you talking about?
And
bro,
I can assure you,
hey, you know what? You know
that
you
have right now.
That's true. That's real. I can attest.
This conversation is reverberating all around the country, brother. You may not know it, but you'll get feedback on it like you haven't gotten before.
Oh, we're going to have to do this
again
because, you know, it's getting long to that closing hour, man. I need to go ahead and do this. So I want to know that when can you brothers come back?
I can't promise you, brother. I'm preparing right now for three lectures, one dealing with the occult, the next one dealing with Jesus, and then the following one with Dale Blair and Walter Williams. I'm doing something
with
them.
You
know what I want to do? I want to get the beloved brother and brother Malik. I want to actually manifest a class that we can start putting up to have a curriculum in place for those brothers who don't understand the Sahu, who don't understand our set, who don't understand, you know, the particular level of the psyche. We need to formulate a class for that, you know what I'm saying, and get them to understand that. And so maybe after this show we could hook up, if not right after this show, sometime tomorrow, man, and check each other's schedule and try to set a date where we can set this piece together, man, because at the end of the day, on what y'all saying, man, it's 100%. At the end of the day, it all ties into we got to give our people substance. And
I'm loving the brother. I'm loving the young brother, and I'm going to tell you right here, brother, I love you, brother. That's straight from the heart.
I love y'all.
You know?
I love all y'all, man. I love all y'all.
You
man,
stay on
just
that
go
path
to
that you are,
man.
This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going
to
do. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to try to get with you guys tomorrow. And we're going to try to figure out a place where we can go ahead. I'm a chef for real. So we can sit down and we can have a brunch or breakfast and get it going right. So we can sit down and go ahead and work on some things.
I'm gonna give y'all my name. This is Robert X. I've been out here for 30 plus years. Spent more time in the library than most of the books.
Yes, sir.
So here's something
and
else. But here's something else.
I think they already knew, Brother Rob.
Yeah, Brother Rob. We already knew.
Okay.
Man, I
here's
just want to
something
else, man.
Like, something else I also want to do. I want to go ahead, maybe like part of our brunch, we go ahead and turn that into something regular and then turn that to a phone app and send it out on the phone. How y'all feel about that?
Long as we
can
do
all that
in the hood, brother.
I know how to do
know?
That.
I'm a thing for wanting to go in the hood where the brothers at, man. That's you know, that I've been, you know, looking for that. If we can get 3-4 brothers, then let's go do that, man. Let's go out there where the people at and let them know we love them, man. Because the final analysis,
exactly.
if they ain't feeling your love and it ain't real,
exactly.
Then we just blowing in the wind, brother.
Well, see, this is why I said we turn it to a phone app, so we want to get those brothers and go ahead and come in, sit down, and we go ahead and sit down at a table and have
right.
a discussion.
That's right. Well, thanks. So we got the phone app, man. If you go to hoodx.com, man, I swear to God. Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate y'all just for letting me on the show and the older guys, man, just for laying down the foundation for a nigga like me to even come through and say what I'm trying to say, man, because it's been so long for me. I ain't even had no outlet to even say no shit like what I said. So, man, I really appreciate y'all even just laying down the foundation.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. You can always come over here, brother. I'll let you go.
Man, I
tell
it.
You,
real,
tell you know, and the other brother on the line, he is. I let you go. I'm just trying to show. I ain't for the entertainment shit. I ain't got no time for it.
No, see, we just got to repackage the entertainment, brother. That's all.
Hey, I ain't for that. I can go ahead. We can laugh and joke all day, but that shit ain't productive. I mean, laugh and joke and go ahead and shield you from the fucking truth. And I ain't got no time for that shit.
Right.
And that's as real as it gets.
But you'll find, brother, that when you can have people smiling, they tend to remember more with the smile on their face, because those nerves in your face are connected to your brain, and your brain will remember shit when you're smiling behind it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what the cracker do, man. He smiled there in your face while he fucking you in your ass.
Yes, sir.
That's how the cracker do you, but we sit back. You said you got to end the show. I ain't going to even go into another rant, man. But
we'll
like
come
I said,
back.
I just thank Kwan for sending me the text,
right,
man.
Because we ain't got much time left, okay? Because, Brother Rob,
right.
you still involved in those with those other entities? You want to go ahead and let people know what you're involved in?
Man, I'm involved in so much stuff, man. I don't even want to name it all, brother. I mean, I'm sometimes so bogged down, I commit to doing things that I know I ain't got time to do. But, you know, I try to cut myself into 13 or 14 pieces, man, and hope that people can find all 14 pieces, even though I know they ain't. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the
issue.
You know what I'm saying?
I get you. Brother Malik.
What'd you say?
No,
Brother Lee, I wanted to go ahead and know you. Are you part of the National Solidarity Committee with Brother Fukan also?
Yeah, I'm down with them. Like, I'm down for the cause, like a new pair of drawers, man. Like, you know, you get the new drawers, you put them on, they be down. Like, I'm down. Like, he came to me up in the office. He said, I was like, man, shit, I'm down. He sent me the text tonight. I got it. I'm here to show the support. He's an older guy. He laid down the foundation. You know, I strap on my boots. I say, let's roll.
Like
I said, my foundation is hoodx.com. I just want everybody in the world, man, who conscious, just to go to hoodx. That's my dream, man. That's when my father died. I promise. I said, man, I'm going to get every person who conscious, everybody who's black, to go to hoodx.com and sign up and just put their information out there, man, and share their share their shit and watch people debate and watch the greatest minds debate. You know what I'm saying? Over who, you know, who the original black man was his God. But everybody got their own philosophy of why God is, you know, the black man is God. But I just want everybody to argue it over on my website. That's all I want. It's like, you know,
hey,
I want
to. I came to a meeting, National Solidarity Committee, right? And I sat next to Robert X, and I was impressed with him. So, you know, we snapped off right away. So. I enjoyed his conversation. When he came to my show a couple of times, man, he put out a lot of information. So we ain't looking for that entertainment. I love what information you put out.
I just believe in service to the people, brother, without compromise. It's just that simple, because too many of our ancestors laid it all down for us. And, brother, mm-hmm. my generation dropped the ball, and I'm acknowledging mm-hmm. that we dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. And I've been out here trying to get people to understand that without compromise, with nothing, okay? Because that's what we had, nothing. But we got to learn how to take that nothing and make something out of it. Because that's where our people at, man.
I get
you. You know, Brother Rob, what made me realize and other brothers realize what was good about the National Solidarity Committee, to stay on that path of the National Solidarity Committee, to have brothers like Brother Rob and Malik share to the masses what they have, is when Brother Rob said to me what he just said to Brother Malik when he said, I love you, brother. Because when any time you could have a true brother who's been in this struggle for 30 years, like Brother Rob, sit back and tell you that he loved you.
Yes, sir.
He's telling
yes,
you,
sir.
Keep on that path that you got.
Genuinely.
Same thing he's telling Brother Malik, stay on that path that you got. And this is why we formulated the NSC, man, because we're on a whole nother level here. It's stepping beyond. And I would say for the masses that's listening, man, go to HoodX. Support HoodX.com. Let's bust it all the way out. And wherever you
I'm
hear,
going.
Brother, wherever you hear,
post
brother
it
Rob
on
X,
there. Post it. There's people already on there.
Anywhere you hear
yes,
Brother
sir.
Robert X, go and support that brother. Ask him, what books should I read? I asked the brother, you got a list of books I should have? The brother jotted it down. I didn't went, man, whether if I couldn't find it at the library, I went on Kindle. Whatever hell way I had to get the book, I got the book. So.
And if we can't
brother.
Find the book, brother, we do the research to break, make up our own book. That's what Brother Polite does. So every lecture that I give, is everything is documented. I don't do anything with just talking. That ain't necessary. We got to document everything that we do, everything. And that's how we become spiritual, to be able to make up our own
that's
way.
Emotion.
We ain't got to ask
that's
nobody for
emotion.
Permission.
Man, damn.
That's why Hood X is in motion. That's why it's like, nigga, at the end of the day, I'm like, man, fuck Polite, fuck Uber, fuck whoever. Like, literally, man, if you ain't on Hood X, it's like, man, fuck you, because you ain't in motion. You entertainment. Like, you a pundit. Like, if you ain't on Hood X, you ain't in motion, because that's where the collective mind is slowly being built. Like you said, slowly, one at a time, keep building it like a pyramid. And if you ain't on there, it's like, man, fuck you. You ain't in motion. You entertainment. Like, we got to start separating the real consciousness from the entertainment. And it's like, Hood X is real consciousness because it's in motion.
What you're talking about
is not even the ego. But no, I'm gonna tell you, no. Now you know why it's not the ego? I'm gonna tell you why. Because we didn't built on the ego for the past, you know, 5-10 years, and now they didn't subconsciously embedded the ego into the conscious community. It's like we know about the ego, but it's still there. That's why, because Smith ain't going nowhere, dog. Like, it gets to a point where you know that you didn't really kill your ego when synchronicity start lining up for you. And, gang, you really see God. You be like, okay, nah, I know I didn't really kill my ego. A lot of brothers, they you can build on the ego, but it still be there. Like, Smith ain't going nowhere, dog. It's like, what happened is that it really start working for you, and you know God in motion. That's real leadership, man. We're like, real leaders. Like,
watch this.
When people
say, how can you tell when you're making a difference? Because you'll see the difference in yourself first, okay?
Right.
Before you see it in anybody else, you'll see it in yourself.
Okay.
And let me just, real quick, for the last year, I see 11-11 day and night on the clocks, day and night. And I've been yes, sir. So that's how you begin to know, because everything around you will revolve with you. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's
I know
real,
right? Listen, you can't fake that. That's what I'm saying. You know, like the ego, it's only gonna go so far. But like, cause it's
that's
like
right.
People can act like they really follow the ego. But then when it comes down to it, you gonna see, like, when you know people's triggers, like when you know Sahu be like,
right,
man, okay, I didn't kill my ego, man. It's like they play a trick on you, man. Oh, I'm really gonna give this a try. It's like when you know, you be like, man, you still lying, nigga. I don't feel like, man, you still lying, because like, my birthday on the 14th, that's the day of temperaments. That means that's the temperature, the control of the temperature. Like, I know when it's too hot. I know when it's too cold. I can adjust. Like, I'm like, you know, I know how to find that middle ground that you're looking for. It's like I can accept both sides of an argument and understand legitimately why he feel his way and understand legitimately why he feel his way. So at the end of the day, I got to find a middle ground without, you know, to compromise. I got to shed my
that's
ego
right.
to find a middle ground. Like, you say, okay, you got the rich, you got the high class, you got the lower class. Like Fred Hampton said, you got the uppers, you got the lower. You got the exploited, and you got the exploitee. You see what I'm saying? So what I do, I sit back, I listen to both, like what the judge do. The judge sit back, he listen to both sides. And he see that, like WWF said, okay, if I ain't getting no reaction from nobody, then there's no nobody care. But if I can get a reaction, if I can get people to think that this is real, what I'm doing, then that means that I'm in control. You see what I'm
absolutely.
Saying? So. Right, but if you say, okay, what's the point of the control? The control is to find the middle ground. Why? Because we don't have no middle ground. We don't have no foundation for all of us to go and share these type of ideas. So when you ain't got no head, that's why you say you feel the ego, you cut your own head off. You can't kill nobody with no head. There ain't no head. Yeah, you're going to only go for the body. I didn't kill my own ego. I cut my head off. I give it to the people. So you
and
know,
the ego
now
is
the people
important.
Gotta do...
The ego is important. You don't get
only
rid
so
of the
far.
Ego. You learn how to recognize what it is. And learn how to use it within the context of where you're trying to go. You don't let it dominate your thinking. That's the key. You learn how to be amenable to people. That's why you're saying you're playing the middle ground like a judge, right?
Right. But
that
that's the 14.
Says,
that's in my essence.
Yes,
that's the 14.
Yes.
That's in my essence. That's
yes.
my essence. Like, but if you're talking to Sahu and you know his birthday on the – like on the, you know, I ain't gonna talk about your number out there like that. But
right.
like if you, that's what I'm saying. You know, you be like, nigga, you lying. Your ego's still there. You sitting there just talking.
That's
your
right.
ego gone. Your ego still sitting right there in front of me. Like you see what I'm saying? That's when you know. Like the conscious community now don't even know that it's built on entertainment. Like until you say it, it's like you say, you only got to learn something once. When you say that, it's like, damn, you got to step back and look at yourself. That's what Sahu do. You got to step back and look at yourself. Like, damn, okay, now I gotta. Now that this motherfucker put this out here, I got to step it up. Now I got to be for real. Now I can't fake the funk no more. You see what I'm saying? It caused the motherfucker to look at themselves, and now you got to step your shit up. You see what I'm saying? Because the relevancy of what you're saying is natural evolving. But through natural selection, there's certain people out there that's moving naturally through natural selection, like what she was talking about. I'm on that natural selection project. I mean, eventually, everybody's going to have to start kicking the shit I'm kicking, or you're going to get left the fuck out. That's, I'm sorry.
That's right.
What the fuck it is. Right. So at the end of the day, I got to make a decision to kill my own. I got to cut my own hand off every day. Because that's a lot of power that you should have. I have a ritual in my crib. I keep a gun under my bed. Every day I get up, put the gun in my head, blow my motherfucking brains out, put it back under my motherfucking bed, and pray to God that tomorrow there's a trigger go off. Because when I'm dead, only then will you really say, okay, that's under the law number one, when I saw you gonna die, probably got to die in order for you to really understand what I'm saying. Like, if you find out I was dead tomorrow, then you really go to Hood X and go sign up. You're like, damn, I got to bring this brother to jail. So I gotta die in order for you to really go do what the fuck I'm saying. I'm aware of it. So every day I put a gun in my head and pull the motherfucking trigger and hope that motherfucker go off. Because that's the only way. I gotta do this every day and be ready to kill my ego on the spot, because the codex is bigger than me. It's bigger than Poe. It's bigger than the lid. What it is the answer. That's the answer. It's like when you listen to all of the racist rhetoric that ever came out, you ain't never heard a nigga come out of his mouth and say, okay, this is the way you respond to a racist situation. A, do this. B, do this. B, one. If this happened, then do this. B, two. If this happened, then do this. You ain't never heard of all of the racist rhetoric you've ever heard. You ain't never heard nobody come out and say, this is exactly how to respond to a racist situation. No. What you do, you see people sit back and entertain the thought. I did. And they share back. And like, but they don't never step forward and say, how do we take action? The way we take action, we create in Hood X what we call the Juice Lee. The Juice Lee avatar is the exact step-by-step method on how to respond to a racist situation. You have this Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Bill O'Reilly, all of the shows, all of the pundits been put out. You ain't never heard nobody step forward and say, this is a step-by-step method on how to respond to a racist situation. You would think that that would be the answer to every cipher that you've been in, but you ain't not once heard that shit a day in your life. And that's what I'm saying, is that at the end of the day, it's all entertainment. You would think you would have heard at least a million different recipes on how to respond to a racist situation. But when you watch TV, when you watch the movies, when you watch, like, Boys in the Hood, or when you watch Higher Learning, when he said, give her the phone, you black bitch, when the white dude was on the phone, he was like, give her the phone, you black bitch, and she said, what? And she had that look on her face, and she didn't know what to do. She was holding up the phone, and she was sitting there looking goofy. Or if you watch every movie, every racist situation you see in a movie, you see either the nigga have a dumb out moment, he dumb out and start whooping the nigga ass, or he be sitting there looking stupid. But you'll never really see, like, a method of a motherfucker really handle, like, a racist situation and come out on top, like in Hollywood. Like, the nigga be sitting there looking stupid, or he'll dumb out and whoop a nigga ass. Like, you go back to Enter the Dragon when Jim Kelly whooped them cops' ass when they came out. They was like, where you going? He was like, he's going to Hawaii. He's like, he's not going to Hawaii. And he's like, whoa, he's like, whooping the cops' ass right there. And all the black people jumped up in the audience like, yeah, yeah. They were subconsciously programming niggas to whoop cops' ass so they get their fucking ass whooped and kill these niggas. Right, but they don't tell you, okay, this is actually how you handle that type of situation. When you see old dog up in Menace Society, when you walk up in there, he say, what you say about my mama? And he pull out the gun, he had a nigga moment, he start shooting a nigga on the spot. They don't tell you the answer on how to deal with them type of situations. When you look at Boondocks and you see the nigga walk down the street and he bumped the shoulder of the other nigga and he say, what you say, nigga? And they both pull out the gun and he say, this is a nigga moment. And they define what that is. Now you know. You're like, okay, that's what that is. So now that you know, you can't fall in, you can't even go through that no more. You're like, shit, I know what that is. That's a cartoon. I can't even go through that no more. So now you can sit back and look at yourself. You kill your ego. You sit back and look at yourself like a movie. You say, that's when you turn the camera lens to the TV and you see a million of yourself. When you turn two mirrors and they look back at yourself a million different times, you see the infinite reflection. You can sit back and look at your life like a movie through the infinite reflection. And it's like you say, it date all the way back to the beginning of time. And you step back and look at yourself. You say, okay, shit, this is a movie. I ain't got to do shit.
That's pretty much my time, brother, because I only got
a few
more.
Oh, shit, I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's good, brother. That's why we got to continue this, man. And Robert X, I think you're going to be the most difficult to get with. So I hope you can chime in. Hopefully, Malik, you can go ahead and your schedule
line. Just hit me up. If I got some time, I'm going to be right there. You know what I'm saying? Just send me a text.
Okay, brother. I go ahead. That's my show, and I'm glad you guys stopped by.
Man,
came, brother. It's good to be able to talk to brothers without that feeling of competitiveness that we seem to revel in, brother. It's just so good to be real with brothers for a change, man.
Thanks. I'm going to send you a text and let you know what's going on with my next show, because I'll probably go ahead and repeat this one tomorrow, and then Sunday night I might have a show. So I'll let you know what's going on. I'm trying to get it going every day if I can, but my schedule don't allow it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hotel,
yes, sir.
Family.
All right, peace.
Hotel,
thanks,
man. Love.
For Quan, I'm going to get that.